dude who played Magic like Frozone with hair.
The dude hooped like Magic though. It was great.
He looked like Frozone with hair.
Hey, sweet.
He looked like Frozone. He looked like Frozone. Where's my super suit?
Welcome back to A.
Nothing but Memphis, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that rope,
that's the
was the hood.
Fuck the op.
He said, oh, you want a shot? I said, yeah, man.
I'm in the city, fuck with me, and I got fucking sick.
Light it up, light it up.
Welcome to the Raw Room.
LeBron is more Magic than Jordan or Kobe.
Yeah.
He's a better, a more scoring Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
He's a pass first guy. Yeah, like that's...
Which is great, though. Magic right. Johnson is great.
Exactly.
He is great. He is great, yo. That is a compliment.
Yeah.
But I tell it's people just that all the mentality, time. Yeah, yo. Not,
it's, I watched, it's different.
I rewatched the first episode of Last Dance after this right here. Just the first episode. And I was sold right there, bro. Like, he, every single game he played, he's going to make sure you played your best game. And I'm going to go at you, yo. Every game. Even bro, Drex, whoever that dude is, they just pulled up.
The white dude?
Yeah, the white dude. Rex. Rex stepped up because Jordan would come. He's like, all right, bet. I'm about to work you. Like, hey, look, it happens, bro. Yo.
Jordan in that man. Show
that,
stat shit.
Yeah,
man.
That shit was
his
bio. That shit was nuts, bro. Anyways.
Jordan and Kobe were killers. LeBron is not a killer.
Like, that's the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I still got Kobe ahead of LeBron. To me, it's Mike, Kobe, then LeBron.
And Kobe
got more rings.
Yeah.
Right. More rings and less tries.
But it's just that mindset, yo. It's shit different, man. But anyways, we have a guest back on. We've already been pre-podding and shit.
Oh, we already recording.
We already pre-podding.
This nigga done spent like, I can steal some of his.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, okay, stack up. Everything's rolling. We good. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
It's called the Raw Room for a reason, huh?
Welcome back to the Raw Room.
Back in this bitch.
We back up in this thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Back in Nash, Vegas, baby.
Welcome back, guys.
No, yeah.
He said, welcome back.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Welcome back.
We had a good time. We miss you out there.
Man, I know, bro. I thought
you was going to pull up.
I knew he wasn't going to pull up.
No,
I
man.
I said that at the studio when he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to pull up. I said, my nigga, No.
Yeah, baby girl has volleyball, so.
I got you. But this.
I'm sure y'all had a good time.
We had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Did some sightseeing.
Oh, yeah.
Did some sightseeing.
Some shopping.
Yep. I ain't buy
shit. No, we didn't buy nothing. We didn't buy a damn thing. No shopping.
I mean. No Sursky.
Recap video coming soon.
Can't wait to get it done. We sending a lot of raw stuff. I'm not sure if that's a pause or not. I'm not gonna do it.
Raw room.
A lot of raw stuff from everybody. Can't wait till this shit drop. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm excited for that shit.
Yeah.
I'm hyped for that, man. But anyways, we back, yo. We want to get straight to it, bro. We were first of all, King Dunlap back in the building, obviously.
Yes, sir. You know how we do it.
Always.
We will be hitting up Coach, a little bit later on, we'll see if he hop on or
Coach
not.
Coach, they got that dub.
They did get the dub. We getting straight to football. Come on, let's do it.
Big dub of who?
Came out. They was in Detroit, I believe. Is this where it was at? In the D.
Yep.
And they came out with a dub. Shout out to the Seahawks, man. You know, we got love for y'all now since we done been to y'all's, to y'all's house and everything. Y'all show folk love out there.
The 12th man, it's loud out there.
It is. Talk about
it's loud. It's loud out there. I don't know if this is true.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I don't know for a fact, but I was told that they pump noise into the stadium out there. It's not all real.
You know.
Bates, I don't know if it's true, Bates. I don't know. I'm just telling you. I've heard that they pump noise in there. It's not the only stadium in the league I've heard it done it, but I've heard that they pump.
But I say in the league, I feel like that might be more of a thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
To like maybe
for
like
sure.
College football,
yeah, sure.
Just because you got more fans at the game type shit. But
for sure. But it's loud out there though.
Crazy.
Like, it's live out there in Seattle though. Like they get to when they get the rock and it's
you've played there, right?
Yeah.
And it's like that. It was like that when we pulled up, though.
No, yeah.
It's right. That environment, it's one of those environments where like, you can feel like it's... And that it's just the fan base understands the game and knows they need to be like... You know, it's just one of those places where it's like they're going...
They gonna rock for their team.
They know what they doing.
Yeah. They're gonna rock for the Seahawks, man. Like I said, but as a home team, you know, you can't ask for a better situation than that.
That's true. I was thinking about that, man. Like, just really being able to buy into a program. I feel like that's the reason why college football is so fucking lit in these small towns. Like in Knoxville, like in Starksville, Tuscaloosa. Bro, like the people be coming after them joints. Right.
It means more.
Oh, yeah,
sure. A lot of people like go to the school just for the football, like for football. Man. Yeah. Like our LSU, bro, the fall enrollment.
Yeah.
Through the fucking roof.
Yep.
Spring, them niggas is out of here. Oh, shit. You going home? Bro? Like, we got more classes.
Football season over with, bro.
I'm out of here.
Bro, like, enrolled for the semester, my nigga.
To party and go to football games.
Like, that's crazy.
And one thing, too, is like, you know, the people that go to school there and then they graduate and they just stay. Like, they create jobs and get jobs and just stay around, like,
it's true.
The town.
Yeah. Especially if they, like, you know, from the area or from the state, like it's
they stay in and their kids, you know, they send their kids there and they just keep going back. But it's a yeah, man, that's environment. Yeah, just having a home environment is dope and it's loud. But
I'm so proud of us for getting out that shit that he said, dog. I was like, ooh wee.
He said, Seattle be pumping.
No, they do. I mean, it's
all shit. It's a thing though, because well, I don't know so much of the stadiums. I ain't done no research. But motherfuckers be having that shit at practice. So I'm
right.
Why would they not have it at the stadium?
Exactly.
You just push your button.
If it was true, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, yeah, they just cut the track on and turn that bitch up.
Like, turn it up.
Because it's crowd. It's crowd noise.
Yeah. My nigga,
so like you said, when you
a crazy playoff game, just record the noise.
Yeah.
Just record it.
And then we're gonna use this for about 30 seconds, maybe not that long. Cut that bitch.
A little bit.
Cut that
and
bitch
you
up.
Got it.
Cut that bitch up.
And that's it.
When we got road games, like we did a little bit in college, but in the league, they'll crank the crowd, and it's just literally just the crowd. All you hear, and they have it up when they're like offense is up. Yeah. If we got a road game, and it's offense appeared, they crank that noise up, and you got to go through. You know, they make it realistic game like, and so
that's crazy.
If they can have it at practice, well, I mean, it's even easier to have. I mean,
that's what I'm saying
at the stadium, and they crank it. It's loud too, and it's just a constant stream of just like
scream. It's hear, like torture shit. Fool. It's like being.
I mean,
in
it can get. It does get. If you're out there with some headaches and some concussions when you're still practicing this stuff, the noise can get a little...
Nah, it's going to fuck you.
Start ringing and shit. You start hearing this in your sleep.
It's real.
So y'all watch NFL football this
season? Yes, I did. You know, I got all my fantasy shit. What y'all think about the weekend? I watched...
Fuck fantasy, man.
Nah. God, like, what is he talking about?
I'm in two leagues, bro. But it'd be so... As a former player, bro, like I can't even enjoy the game no more. Like, I'm a fan of football.
Right.
Ever since I started playing fantasy, bro, I can't even watch the game the same no more. Cause it's like I'll be wanting to like
you be like, damn, this
give throw it to him. Like, what y'all? Cause I got DK and Gino. Hey, Bates. Tell DK and Gino, y'all. Come on, I need you. I need y'all.
Hold on. This might be the first football player talking to football players about some fantasy games.
It happens way more often than you think.
I believe it does.
You'll be surprised on the field how many got like...
I know, yeah.
I've been on the field.
We saw the clip with us, like, E. Smith and Cam and Buddy. Remember that clip that went circulating around? It was funny as shit. We seen that shit.
I done been on the field and I heard some guy, hey, bro, I got you in fantasy, bro. Like, you know, look. You know,
come on, nigga.
Look out for me. Yeah, look at that. Come on,
Try harder, my nigga.
Try harder,
my nigga. You could fight for them extra yards, bro.
That's crazy, bro. But anyways, back to the game. So Tennessee beat the Chargers.
The Chargers,
yes, sir.
You know, we always got
a little bit of that one
for the home team. I did watch that game. Yeah, bro.
I guess we are in Nashville.
It's Nashville. Yeah. I want to see Nashville.
I mean, they played in Memphis first, so they really y'all home.
Slick,
they played in Memphis first.
My bad.
They sure did.
It was in Memphis where they got here.
I'm always love for them. You know, you want to see them do good. So
My dog Keenan balled out for the Chargers, though. Shot 13.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still got it.
You had him on the fantasy?
No, I ain't getting somebody. Somebody grabbed him. Somebody got it. I had him last year. I had him and Herbie last year, but somebody got him for me this year.
Okay.
It was a solid game. Like, I mean, you know, it was
it was a good football game.
It was. It was a solid game.
I saw a good bit of it.
And then I saw, I did see the Rams and the 49ers.
Yeah.
That was a solid game.
I didn't see it.
It was just fun to watch that, bro.
I watched a bunch of the...
Bro, Christian McCaffrey was talking shit to one of them buddies.
Why not? Look what he did.
That man trucked him, fool. I love that energy, boy. He trucked him and said, bro, I just trucked you.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Stop talking.
He went like 25, 26 yards or some shit. And I just trucked you, bro. Be quiet. Don't say shit to me. Don't get up, tough. Yep. None of that.
He ran left behind Big Trent.
Yes, sir.
Still dominating the game.
Yeah. Is this it right here, Faye? I want to say this is it. Hold on, Jay-Z. Watch this shit, fool. That man took out. He bodied. It was just, boom. He lowered it.
Yeah, here you go. Because I think it was a stiff arm.
He was gone, baby.
Quit playing with me.
And you just coming up. Move, bro. Get out of here.
Don't talk shit.
Yeah.
I said, don't truck.
Yeah, Sirski. And don't
on,
get
come
up.
Come on, JC.
Shit.
Get your DBs now. You can't get up
Look
talking.
At him.
Hey, bro. Nah.
He's talking cash. He said, if I just truck you, bro,
just get
you can't.
He had one hand under the arm.
Baby.
Hey, bro, it's one thing that DBs do that trips me out, bro. Like,
niggas
y'all
talk shit regardless.
Right. If it's an incomplete pass, the quarterback, the receiver wide open now. You done got cooked on the route. And the quarterback missed the ball. It's a bad pass. And the DB out there doing
it.
He ain't have nothing to do with it. He ain't have nothing to do with the play. He goes so
bam.
He just got cooked on the route. He just got routed up.
You know what time
it is. He wide open, but then it's it comes like the quarterback missing.
Maybe live.
And he go get up.
You know what time it is.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. To be a DB, I would have to imagine, bro. Like, you do gotta just sometimes console yourself. Because I mean, them boys out there running 1,000 miles an hour at you, making moves. You're going to get cooked a couple of times.
Right. You gotta have a short memory.
Short memory. You gotta have a short memory, but I gotta get back out.
Nigga wanna say cooked, like you might get beat. Like beat. You know what I'm saying? Once in every, get beat.
Cooked.
Is it cooked or is it beat?
It depends on how it looks.
Okay. It depends on how it look. All right.
And it depends on how the catch is too. Like, you know, if y'all really on him type, he do it, he had crazy ass catch.
That's a little bit of both.
Nigga cooked your
ass. I mean, you can get cooked on a route too now. You can get.
To me, I feel like getting cooked is like if you get like.
He routes you up.
That's how getting mossed. It's like a term for this.
Yeah. But at the same time, you can still cook your
ass. Getting routed up. You getting cooked. To me, getting cooked.
It's all the same.
For DB to get cooked, you got to get routed up. Like if you guarding him and he make like a great catch.
But
getting routed up, getting left like.
Bro, DB is standing still. Too much stuff. I got to worry about routing. Getting cooked, getting mossed.
Getting ran over, potentially.
Yep.
It's tough out that island, bro.
All that shit.
It's tough out there.
But anyways, buddy had no business talking shit, though.
Yeah.
He should have just walked away.
Fixed
his helmet real quick, you know.
Let him do his thing. Okay, so hold on.
Next play type shit.
Okay, so I didn't see this game. This is one of the games I did see, the Patriots game.
Patriots and Dolphins.
Yeah, now y'all got in here. This block field goal.
Bro, crazy, bro.
Yes, it's crazy, yo.
Yo, look at this shit, bro. He came in motion, bro.
But I'm saying, okay, we didn't see this shit like on kickoff. We did a little bit of this on like kickoff in college and shit, you know, kind of run down the line and boom, boom.
Yeah, but on a field goal block, though?
Who the fuck came up with this, bro?
Belichick. That's Belichick. That's all Belichick, bro.
On punt team. Because he had time this year, too.
He must be looking at the holder.
These niggas was in the offseason, in the office, watching this shit.
Bro.
Timing this shit up, checking speeds and shit. Check the board. What's his 40?
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's
you know what? Put him on the list. We're going to check him out for this. We're going to check him out for this.
You don't see too many white boys doing that. No disrespect.
I ain't never seen nobody
like being that fast off the edge, bro. He timed it up perfectly.
Soup that bitch like whoop. Bro. This had me fucked up.
Look at that shit, bro.
This shit was wild, bro.
If you don't know what you're looking at, it looked like he ran from the sideline onto the field like he was late.
Like, where the nigga what's going on?
Like he was late getting on the field, ended up getting the block field goal.
This shit really had me fucked up, bro, because I'm like, damn, bro.
I'm trying to figure out how nobody noticed that shit, though.
Because it's like,
to your point.
How much would it be next week? How many times are we going to see that next week?
Everybody
copycat league.
But it's like, bro. Yeah. All the times we didn't seen a field goal block and we seen punt and all this shit. Niggas look at this and it's like, damn, bro, this shit damn near illegal. Like,
it looks like it should be wrong. Yeah, it looks wrong. Yeah.
Bro, I was just about to say, you think they may look at this shit somehow, be like,
no, ain't nothing. He wasn't, no.
But they don't fuck around.
It's kind of like the whole, it's kind of like base. Kind of like base jumping over the line. Like, this shit wasn't supposed to be against the rules. And they said, well, yeah, you just can't do that shit.
He ain't doing it, but...
You just fuck around and have a
you
room.
Can't do
but
that.
But how
shit,
though?
Fuck it.
He ain't do nothing. He wasn't offsides.
Nobody could move.
Okay, but how is jumping over the center a flag type shit?
Okay, exactly. Well, jumping over the center, I guess they do it for safety reasons. He's not doing nothing.
No, but if you don't look safe, over the center,
you're not going to touch it. If you jumping over the center.
Right, it's the leaping call, right.
How is that?
I don't, bro. It's the same thing. I don't know. It's not how though. He's not jumping over nobody.
They're going to call that
bitch. He's just coming in mostly. He's just running in from the side. He ain't.
It's not, but it could be.
But how?
That's the thing.
But how though?
That's exactly what Darren looking at. How, my nigga? I jumped over that bitch.
Hey, King. How? King. That's why they call it making up a rule.
Oh God. Thanks.
But it's not nothing like, I don't know how. Like, he ain't do nothing.
They about to create this shit from scratch, my nigga. Like, this is
about to be I think that's a Belichick. I think that's Belichick. I think that's Belichick came up with that.
I mean, look, they going to,
but
the chances are they probably going to let this shit slide. But, bro, that shit.
I mean, they got to because there ain't no rule in it right now. It might be a rule next year. Yeah. It might be one of them new rules. They going, you know how they do. They will try something for a year. We'll try this rule for a year.
Yeah, see what it do.
But, I mean, that's a fight. I mean,
That's a fire.
Special teams player of the year.
So far, already.
For
sure. That's up there.
Maybe the damn decade. Because that's fucking like, I ain't. Bruh. First of all, how would you even think to.
The only way.
Bro, Buddy wasn't even paying attention. This is what I'm saying. Like, how you not?
Right. I'm saying, I played. So, number 94, the wing.
Yeah.
I've played that before.
You
I wouldn't even think to. But I'm saying, I wouldn't even ever think to look.
That way.
Out that right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, a nigga out there, he not getting nowhere.
Right. I ain't even going right. There's no way he's
because
gonna block this.
Because if a nigga lined up out there,
right,
in you know, regular football, we like, okay, I'm just line up on the line and I'm gonna take
though.
Off
yeah,
when
right.
they snap
right.
the ball. Right. Niggas is not thinking, oh damn, let me fucking time.
He was gonna go outside.
You gonna go off.
Like if I'm that wing, I look out there and see him, I'm like, shit, no, he ain't even right
doing shit.
And he run in like, yeah, that's the only way
this play gonna get top on special teams, bro, is if somebody do that shit, catch the ball and score.
And score, right. He catch it, right. He gotta catch it under block and keep going. Right.
Catch it. Yeah. Or bat it to himself.
Right.
And then catch that bitch and go. That's the only way.
That's
only,
to top that, play. Yeah, right. To be
it's
a better
be,
play.
It's gonna be the yeah. play in your
I ain't gonna lie to you. That'll be fine.
Somebody gonna mess around and do it.
Somebody gonna try to do it, but like, no, boy, let's see if we
you
can
know
just
what? Don't
time
don't
the kick.
That bitch.
Just catch it.
Yeah.
Or tap it to yourself and then go.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta go two arms because if you go one, it
might miss,
that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go two arms, it's gonna go. Yo,
you gotta do that like you block it. That's basically like trying to block a punt.
Right.
Damn.
You gotta go both hands play. Down yeah. for the ball, but he did that shit, bro.
He did.
Timing and everything. I don't know if the holder must have had a tail, the kicker, somebody.
Had to have a tail
and the timing because you don't just...
Nah.
That didn't just happen. Like you said, they spent all season looking at
this
whatever
one,
the field goal was, one, the yeah. field, whatever the process is,
hey.
The long snapper, the holder, the kicker, whatever that process is, like you said, they went back, looked at it, timed it.
I'm sure.
You know
I'm,
who we got that can like do this and time it up because of whatever tail they got, they figured it out.
Look,
the holder actually was on the Patriots in the past. So that's kind of the connection
ooh,
there.
See, Bill.
Oh, damn.
That's Bill.
Damn.
See?
Yep.
So look, right now,
so
I know
that's the tail.
I know for a fact DB is on this. Dang. Project.
Right oh yeah, right now, right now. His best teams right guy. Yeah, he's looking at this right
he's
now.
He's looking at
everybody
this.
Trying to figure out. All right, yo, how the fuck
all of,
do
exactly.
we do this?
We
Woolen. It's the DB Woolen that the Todd Woolen, the fast dude. They got him.
They got
I guarantee
him.
You, he probably gonna be working on that
they
this week.
They probably gonna have Jay Reed in there doing some shit.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, they
getting
look,
a good
man.
Little push on the inside. Yeah, bro, that's. That makes sense. Yeah, if the holder was on the Patriots.
That's crazy.
Look, bro, we're going to see. I want to see somebody else do this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a copycat league. You're going to.
It's over with. But the field goal team, they're going to fuck around and do double cadence.
Right.
You got to do something. Throw this shit off.
On the air, bro. Hell no, because niggas can't go for that. That's like, damn, bro, that's a cheat code.
Because if like, you know, being on field goal pro, you know, being a lineman, like, the snapper, the kicker, and the holder, that's all, it's a timing. Like, there's a pro, like, their timing, their sequence is timed. Like, it's all in sequence and time. So, if you watch enough and get it down, you can do that because it's all based, like you said, anytime you kick, it's always at practice.
Oh, yeah,
it's always best team coach with a stopwatch.
That's what they
worry about. They clock from snap to kick.
That's what they worry about. Like, they be clocking the hang time. And you know what I'm saying? All the different like landing spots.
Like when, you
punts.
Mean like okay,
the punts and kickoffs,
all that shit. And then like they always track the timing of the operations.
Yeah,
and
operation
shit like
time.
Like, everybody else be worried about routes and alignments and shit. They be worried about
it's
the
one. It's always a coach out there, especially teams out there with a stopwatch. Yep. Any kind of kick,
Special team head coach.
He's going to have that watch. The timekeeper of the team.
Yep. And then, look, boo, they Details, bro.
Down.
Yep. They said, what's the hang time? It was 4-5.
Damn, that's kind of low, bro. We need that 5-0, man. Come on now. Get that
So what's the hang time? It just all depends, I guess, don't it?
Yeah, it depends on how far you...
Yeah, it depends on like what you're
If it's like one of them short field kicks, you probably want a little bit more hang time to get it up and let the cover team get down there. But
Okay.
I don't know the specific times.
He said average hang time for NFL punters, round 4-8. So that's why...
He said four.
He said lead over this. Yeah, leading average.
Okay.
Yeah, they clock all that shit.
Oh yeah, they be on that shit. Niggas don't be knowing what kickers do. They do a little something now.
Some math. It's not like math and geometry and shit. Like,
they be
doing
a little something other than.
Like, how do you decrease hang time? About how much does it drop? How like if you decrease hang time, does it come forward or can you still drop in the same spot?
No, they do that though.
Like,
yeah.
It's like landing a fucking rocket ship.
Precise.
I want your ball to drop.
It's
right
detailed.
Here.
Yeah.
But in this amount of time.
This amount of time.
Real talk. That's why we saw that 31-year-old punter playing against Colorado past weekend. We're gonna get to that later, though. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we got some more NFL.
Yeah, we still got some NFL.
Cowboys stomped the Jets.
Oh yeah. God. Micah Parsons, bro.
I'm so glad I'm retired. Chico. I ain't got to block guys like that no more because he's just a whole...
Different.
Yeah. You got to think about it. He's 250. Yeah.
He's
arguably the fastest nigga on the defense, their whole defense. Damn.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see the touchdown nigga had?
I didn't see the touchdown.
Oh, my God.
He was
245. He was a running back in high school. He scored like 20-something touchdowns in the season in high school.
You saw his touchdown?
Yeah, he stripped the ball out of the running back hands, got up, and went and scored.
Sweet. That's like some honey badger shit. When he comes
through
right
watch
there.
This shit. Here you go, watch.
Boom. Hit him. No, that's not the play.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, and I'm gone. Boop, cut back.
That's the one?
That's it. Well,
damn, bro. Okay, no, I saw it from a different angle.
What just happened?
Okay.
Are you talking about the one from last year? Or are you talking about the one from the other day? Yeah, that's it. That's the one from yesterday.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, they actually called yesterday. That one back, but that was fucking sick.
Yeah, they said he was down. They said he got touched down.
Quit playing with me.
But he did
that's
this,
still some crazy.
He did the same thing Myles Garrett did last week before the snap. Crossing
the ball from underneath. Like as he was in touch the ground, bro. He said,
give me that.
Bro.
And outran everybody.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Damn. The other angle was so crazy, bro. It's
yeah, like the end zone. Damn, the end zone shot.
He was almost down as the ball coming out, bro. Like, damn, my nigga, that's some.
Yeah, it's
you
impressive.
Don't see that. You don't usually see shit like that on Sunday, goddamn.
Yeah, bro. Mike is different, bro. He probably going to win defensive player of the year. He's at least the leading candidate.
Yeah.
Because they stand him up, they rush him off the edge, like they put him up over the guards in the center. Like he can. He's fast. He's so fast.
He's just fast.
Because most guys that size aren't supposed to be that fast.
Yeah.
Like,
he's not supposed to be that fast.
No, they not, bro.
He said, on paper, you're not supposed to be that fast.
Not at all.
he
was going crazy that game. Just acting bro. Damn.
But I mean, he can, though. I mean, look.
That's right.
If you was a linebacker and you could do that.
Yeah.
Would you not?
But then off of that, like shit, the rest of the defense was balling out too. I seen some other picks out there.
Yeah,
from DB. You want to say Hook had one?
Yeah, Trayvon.
It was a straight defense.
Gilmore game. Gillylock had one.
Right, nah, they was balling out out there.
Bro, I saw something like matter of fact earlier today. Michael Parsons. This is his second, third, 2 years and 2 games now in the league. He's already in the top 10 in sacks for all time sacks for the Cowboys already.
Damn,
his third year in the league. He's already in top 10, bro. Well, think about that. He's only his third year in the league. He's top 10 for the Cowboys in career sacks.
And he has a long career.
He's starting year number 3.
Yeah. Damn.
And he's already top 10.
Beast mode.
That boy got damn near 30.
Beast mode.
29.5.
That's.
Is that what they said?
You top 10 for a franchise? And it's 2 seasons and 2 games?
That's crazy.
Yeah, D-Ware. See, I blocked him. D word. That's his whole name.
Nah, he said that's
why. But Mike is on his. He's on his way. Like
he is, bro. Sheesh.
He's on his way. If he can get
keep learning the game. You know, I'm not really like a Cowboy fan, so he's like, I want to really just be paying attention.
No, I'm just saying.
I know some of the.
It's like greatness. It's like what I know.
You know some of the names just from and me playing for the Eagles twice a year.
Too tall.
Yeah, my homie too tall. My dog. Yeah, D-Ware, he just got first ballot. He just went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Facts.
I had to block him in Dallas and in Denver. That was fun.
Long.
That was fun.
Long he said day. It was fun. This shit was long,
long
man.
Day at the office.
Twice, oh, my God,
twice a year in Dallas and twice a year in Denver. Jeez.
Is that if for the NFL? If for the NFL?
No, it's a couple other games.
A couple other?
Yeah, we ain't got nothing else on here.
For I mean, I like, so yeah, those are the games that I watched.
Oh, no, the one.
I don't like talking about games I didn't watch, so I ain't watching any other games.
What's this, what's this, what this you put in here?
What's that?
The they got a call from Vegas.
Oh, that's, yes, that is that
was just, I was just going to ask you about your little fantasy, too. Like, what you were talking what? About earlier.
So,
you had to say about
so,
your...
so check this out. This is actually came from my homie from the Raw Room.
I seen y'all talking about it.
Now, you remember this play. Same game.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
You see this, right? Now, right, press pause, Faye. First of all, let's just run the film back. Now,
here we go.
The Rams was +7.5 to cover.
Here we go.
Yes, they were.
All right, Sleep, what you got?
The Rams were +7.5 to cover. Now, how much time was on the clock, Faye?
This is going to be funny.
Three seconds.
Shit, 3 seconds on the clock.
This shit funny.
No, Sleep, but it loses shit, bro.
Yeah, he is, because he had this. He had this.
Rams, the game over, bro. It's a wrap. It down
is,
10.
It is a wrap.
3 seconds on the clock.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Has that ever happened?
Hey, bro.
I don't remember that ever happening. I think
if you getting your ass beat, you're gonna try, right?
But okay. I love that logic. Pause. I'm not done yet.
Go ahead.
If you are going to try, okay. Great point. If you're going to try,
go ahead, Sleep.
You're gonna try for the end zone.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
You're not trying to get. Well, I'm gonna get three more. It loses by less, unless somebody told you, yo, y'all better not lose. By more than 7.5.
So you saying you think McVay knew the point spread was 7.5?
Say what now?
You saying the coach knew that the spread was 7.5?
Listen, baby, everybody got the ESPN app, FanDuel, all that stuff. I don't know what they do in their spread
time. He might.
Somebody in that locker room in the organization knew that the spread was 7.5. Somebody knew.
I know for a fact that he knew that the spread was the spread. 7.5. Niggas know the spread.
Hey, niggas know the spread.
The players, the coaches know the spread, man.
Did you see Jim? What's the thing?
Bro, that's wild.
Uncut Gems on Netflix.
Uncut Gems.
Bro, KG said, bro, I knew my stats. Y'all, I was gonna fuck up the spread. That's what KG did. Now, he said it in the movie. Maybe it was movie, but I do believe KG probably would have done this shit. These niggas know the spread, bro.
I'm not saying guys don't know. I didn't.
Anyways,
I ain't
back
seen
to my
that
point
before.
To where that is another way, back to my initial argument, the NFL can somewhat be scripted.
I wouldn't say that that's not scripted. It wasn't like it was written down that was going to happen.
It was written down that the spreads was 7.5.
Right, but he didn't script.
It was
like,
written somewhere. Somebody wrote that down. Somebody did.
But I'm saying scripting like what was going to happen. I don't know, but like, yeah, that's, I mean.
That was wild though, right?
It's different. It's different.
It's funny for the folks who bet on this shit. It's funny as hell.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro. Y'all mess with people lively.
I was finna put in there, bro. I gotta start studying this shit because my homies be losing too much money on this shit.
Bro, can y'all be lying?
I never pay attention. When I played, I never paid attention to the sports spread because we just trying to win. It don't matter.
I say, as a player,
you win by one, you win by 100. We just trying to win the game.
You not tagging on 3 points. You going for end zone right there.
Right. If I'm.
At least if you're going to try, you going.
Right. If we're going to try to score, I'm.
We're going to try to score.
I'm going to the end zone. Yeah. Right. Field going. Being down 10, how much time was left?
3 seconds.
Hey, I'm going to throw that pass to the end zone. Fuck it, my nigga.
3 seconds.
I'm not finna knee at the end of the game losing by 10 points.
What?
Damn, that's not a good look.
Golly.
Yeah, I'm right. If I'm gonna go out, I'm going out swinging. This is
shout out to the roommate, man. I forgot your name, bro, but shout out to you. Shoot me DM or something. Shout out to you. Like he was like,
you got
Deuce,
yeah,
there he is.
You got that
Deuce
one, Sweet.
Kamikaze. Yo,
Sweet, you got that one, bro.
Yes,
you right, bro.
I mess with Vegas, bro.
Vegas, put your call in.
Damn,
what we gonna lose versus? Oh hell no, nah, we ain't finna lose that.
You said they called McVay.
Hey,
they called McVay, Sweet.
Hey,
Sean, kick that field goal.
Hey, look. So they probably don't be like conspicuous or whatever. They got a little like.
He hit him in the headset.
They got a beeper.
He hit him on the headset. Right. They hit him on the headset.
Some shit.
Hit him on the headset.
Got a beeper.
And people go out beep beep. He be like, damn, bro.
The older game downstairs. You just stared at him like this.
Hey, Sean, kick that field goal.
These are jokes. These are jokes, bro.
That shit would be funny as fuck.
These are jokes. We're not gonna put that
every owner got a big red button in their suite.
When the documentary does come out.
they probably gonna use this.
They gonna use this.
Hey man, y'all just call us, bro. Just fucking call us. We'll give y'all the insight. Hey, we'll talk about it.
They go right.
That definitely does not help what they've been like. But this whole script and shit leading to the season.
Oh, bro,
that right there does not help at all.
They actually came out with a part two scenes.
Did they do it again?
Yeah.
They're going to do it all season.
I love it.
They're going to do it all season.
You talking about the commercial, the little scripted commercial? I love it. I'm here for it.
They'll fuck around and make a TV show out of it.
Hey,
I'm here for it.
Like a little mini series. Like, bro, like, you know, sports is like the only time I'm really watching like commercials. Like, that's the only time I'm going to see commercials.
I hate commercials.
But I'm going to see them in a lot of sports. I'm seeing a lot of sports.
Listen, when they came out with the NFL Red Zone shit, when I was still playing, bro, that's the greatest. That's how I watch football anyway. I'm flipping back from game to game.
Red Zone is fire.
Listen, bro, NFL Red Zone changed the whole
way. So, like, Red Zone was what we saw in Seattle, right?
Yeah, where it's just...
Yeah, ain't no commercials. They go from game to game. Seven hours of NFL football.
For a football junkie, a football player.
I love it. I love it.
I didn't like Red Zone. Listen,
sweet. All we do is sit in the meeting rooms and run.
I was late to so many games in San Diego because, you know, on the West Coast, so I put on NFL Red Zone. I'm at the house.
Yeah.
Chilling, watching. Look, oh shit, I gotta get to the Melbourne Stadium. We got a game today.
No, sweet, like continuous football plays.
For 7 hours.
No,
bro.
Like breaks so they watching motherfuckers do that. Or the commercials
all
or just
day.
Flipping it or fucking two shot or four shot or like, bro, we wanna see the football. The
quad box.
My nigga.
All that.
Y'all watch it four at a time?
Quad box.
All every game. They cut in and out. Ain't no commercials.
Quad box.
You can watch it like this?
Yes.
Ain't no way I can watch like
quad
that.
Quad box.
What you mean?
Can you watch it like this?
Yeah. That shit 500, John. Come on.
That's the only way I watch it on Sundays. I hate commercials,
bro. Oh my God. That's so overstimulating.
That's a lot of football.
If you a football junkie, it's normal.
I be having other shit going on. I be trying to cook, clean.
Bro, see, you doing too much.
Right. You're not watching football.
I got a family.
Niggas got family too, but shit.
Oh God, it's football time.
For real though, from a fantasy perspective, like if you're really into your fantasy team and shit,
this is shit.
You'll keep track of all your players whenever they're
you
in the red zone,
every game,
the camera
anything,
time,
all
that
shit.
But I be getting like the little notifications.
This man said, "I got a family." Nah, when it's football season, and y'all get out.
It's go
time. I don't want to hear it.
Daddy's
if you want to be in here. Don't say nothing.
Daddy's busy.
Don't ask me no questions.
You know what's funny? Now that y'all say that, I just remember growing up. Like we was, you know, on Sundays, that's how I used to watch that shit. I went back and forth.
Exactly.
Fox.
Now you ain't got two more.
I used to have to jump. Remember, like, the jump on the remote? I used to jump back and forth.
You'll see a play, and then after the play go off,
jump.
Damn,
yeah.
We did do
yeah,
that.
What's happening? Okay, boom. Yep.
Now you ain't got to do it no more. They go from...
Okay. That was a great time. That was very nostalgic. Back in the day, they on Sunday.
Because you could only...
You had like 3 days to jump.
Bro, you had to remember the channels, and then you could only flip back between two of them bitches. So you had to...
Make sure you had the right ones. But for me, the biggest thing was no commercial. I hate commercials.
Commercial, come on, change the channel.
Right.
Change the channel.
So, I guess that makes sense then. Because, like, I mean, you know, like during the Super Bowl, niggas love the commercials.
I mean,
that's a Super Bowl, though.
I mean,
okay, so that's different.
Yeah. I feel like after, like, the
So you want NFL Reds on the Super Bowl? Or can you NFL Reds
you
on
can.
The Super
Bowl? You can. It's only one game.
Yeah, I was about to say it's one game.
Okay. Talking about sweet.
Yeah.
That was some silly
shit. Yeah, playoff. Once the playoffs start, it's one game at a time.
Just goes away? Like, he's all right.
It ends week 17, whatever the last week of the season. Because the playoffs.
It's a monthly subscription.
Yeah, because during the playoffs, it's one game at a time.
Right.
Like,
right.
With the regular season, they all, you know, you got the noon. You got the first window. You got that noon or Central's noon at 1 o'clock, and then you got that 4 o'clock.
I gotta set my football game. I've been bullshitting, I guess.
The NFL Red Zone is clutch, bro. I remember they came out with it when I was still in the league, bro. And I'm
niggas never stop watching football in this bitch. never stop watching football.
Anyways,
all right, what we got? College football. Now?
College football. I'm gonna go ahead and start over here because my team won again. Oh,
go ahead. Yeah. We like Memphis.
There's a football team in Memphis.
Stop playing, bro.
Shots.
Stop playing.
It's not funny, bro.
He said, that's not funny, bro.
Hey, we 3-0, bro. Respect.
They 3-0?
2-0, I think. Yeah, 3-0.
Are they still Conference USA?
3-0, baby. No,
they in the AAC. AAC. Okay.
And some dogs over there in Houston.
You know, they reconstructed the...
See, I didn't know that.
Conference.
Yeah, they did. So, it's Houston since... I don't know how the fuck it changed. But listen, we 3-0. The reason why I bring it up... Because Mizzou just beat TCU.
Mizzou, it wasn't TCU. It was Kansas State.
Yeah, it was Kansas
State. Oh, Kansas State.
Right color. Right color with the purple.
Right. Kansas State. You're right. Yeah, it was Kansas State.
Did you see how they won? 61-yard field goal. 61-yard field goal to win the game.
He drilled it.
He was a few yards away from the record.
Pulled that up. I would like to see that.
I think it was like 5 yards or something like that.
We ain't going to give Mizzou too much love, though.
63 is
the... So, Faye, after you pull this up, you got to pull up some Memphis clips. You can't just be pulling up Missouri.
I'm just saying, bro, that's 61-yard, but look at this shit.
He booted that.
Damn, he did. Oh, my God.
Oh, with some distance.
Right. With room to spare.
With a little distance.
But he just walked off like, God damn. He knew then.
Right. Yeah, because he right there.
He's under the goal. He can see it. Yeah,
he can
see it.
If he got a chance to catch that,
he's like, damn, that hole probably going to go in. Oh.
It's over, bro. I'm just saying.
Nah, that would be tough.
No, I don't care what level of football you are. You kicking a field goal 61 yards. I think the NFL record, Tucker just broke it 65 last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But anything over 60,
you kicking across from midfield, other side of midfield.
I was about to say, he 5 yards from the NFL record. That's it. Right, in college.
Okay.
Nigga, boom, so he that. Like that. He boomed that for real. If you lose
on his draft stock or NFL stock kind
of
just went up.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yo, you can do that?
He'll fuck around and get drafted.
Yeah.
Off that kick alone.
Off that kick.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bro, like, if you lose on a 60-yard field goal, my nigga...
You got it. Yep.
We going to go home.
Yep.
We going to go home and just...
Because you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you did. Like, bro, niggas not doing that.
Pull up some Memphis clips. Come on.
I'm fucking dead.
I won't play.
let's see what Memphis looking like. I'm about to check them out.
Hey, yeah,
I know they're undefeated.
We're undefeated.
I ain't seen
that. We're not playing
games. The last time I watched Memphis play is when D'Angelo Williams was there.
Shout out to D'Angelo.
I got some homies. My little brother played there. Some of the folks from OB.
Some dogs came through Memphis, bro.
I've been to a couple Memphis games.
Come on. Pilot, fool, come on. We got some dogs that came out of them.
I'm not listening. I'm not arguing with you.
Come on.
I like them helmets. Helmets is fire. With the tiger stripe.
Swag that out there, baby.
The great tiger stripe.
The uniform's been fire.
They've been fire for this. Yeah.
Since like Norvell came.
Yeah, and bro.
Norvell took us off. Yeah.
Norvell took us off. Shout out to him.
They got on the Nike shit, got all their uniforms and shit up. But no, so Memphis is doing straight right now. Listen.
Shout out to the Tigers, baby. God damn it.
Memphis, man.
Memphis.
It's the next one coming out, man.
Memphis, man.
Anyway.
Okay.
That's dope. They undefeated? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep going.
That's straight.
Snap, bro. You unplug me. Anyway.
I didn't unplug nothing.
Next subject. My bad.
Which y'all want to go to Colorado? Let's do it. Or what?
You want to end with Colorado?
Y'all about to say, we can end with them? Y'all want to end with them?
Nah, we can go. My bad. Hold on.
What a great game.
Oh, my God.
Great game, baby.
I just want to say this.
I ain't get through all that.
I just want to say this. You know how many times over my college football watching career,
mm-hmm.
I have been flipping through the channels mm-hmm. and be like, damn, ain't no more games on. It's late at night. This game is on the docket. Right past that bitch. Keep going. What's next? Fuck it. Turn on Adult Swim or some shit.
Yep.
Like, bro.
I ain't watched them late.
There was never a chance. It's 10:30. Oh, yeah. Colorado State.
Yeah, no.
I'm not watching.
I'm not watching this shit.
That is funny. You right. Those games never made it. Everybody in America
had this motherfucking game on.
Especially
when I was in the league. It's like, you at the hotel. I'm just going to go to sleep.
Right.
You got a game tomorrow.
Exactly.
Shut it down.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go grab a snack.
Right. After the last, like, primetime game go off. Yeah. You're like, oh, what else is on?
Yeah. Because some guys stay down in the little area, the meeting area, the eating, watch the game, watch that college team play.
Okay, yeah, right.
I see y'all in the morning. I see y'all tomorrow for the game.
They said New Mexico and Nevada? No disrespect, but I'm going to sleep. No disrespect, but I'm going to sleep.
San Jose State?
I don't think I'm going to watch this one.
I'm going to skip this one out.
I'm going to get an extra few Z's.
That's crazy. That's true, though.
It was really crazy, bro, because everybody was watching this.
Everybody was watching this joint, bro.
I want to say that was probably the longest first quarter football game I've ever watched.
Yeah, it was a long first quarter.
First quarter was so fucking long, bro.
I feel like it was long for a couple of reasons, too. I mean, like one... Nigga was shook for. I was shook for Hunter.
That was bullshit.
I was shook. My God. That shit had
number
me
11
shook.
As offensive lineman. I text somebody this. Matter of fact, I think I responded to your tweet.
Yeah, you tweeted it.
Nigga, as offensive lineman, that was a blatant late hit, bro. Like it wasn't like a bang bang where like he caught it. The ball bounced in front of him and hit the ground. He stepped around his teammate and hit him anyway.
Yeah.
And as offensive lineman, I'm Colorado Deion. I'm calling your offensive lineman out. Shador was the only one that got in that dude's
only
face.
Only one.
And it's not a, look at that. It's not a lineman in sight until after the fact, bro.
And then, but
y'all old linemen, that's on y'all. Y'all got to handle that up front. Number 11. That wouldn't have made it out the game.
That shit had me so hot, bro.
That's bullshit.
And it's
bro.
Like, I don't necessarily want them boys to go back at him, do nothing, get thrown out of the game. But like, bro,
get some get
just,
back.
He just took a shot at my nigga. Like, you attacking, my man's life bro, at this point, bro.
He stepped
around playing football.
Bro, listen, he sidestepped his own teammate after the ball hit the ground to get him, bro.
Right.
Look, the ball hits in the ground in front of him. I'm gonna step around my teammate.
Nah, yeah. Look, this shit was one of the nastiest hits I've ever seen.
That's
bro.
A bullshit.
Like
hit.
Straight malicious intent. Like I don't see this shit wasn't a targeting call. And this what fucked me up when I watched it. When I watched it, bro, I'm like, okay, I'm seeing, you know, people talk about it, the players' outrage, and some you know, the media and the analysts was talking about, oh, there's no place in the game for this type shit. We all know that as players. He know that. Yep. Fucking number 11 know that.
Yep.
And so for him, like, you know, they had a whole little, you know, big little build up to the game. His coach did this. It got him all hyped up, this, that.
Yeah.
It was a little animosity, rivalry game, all this. But what really fucked me up, bro, is like the officiating didn't do shit, bro. Nah, and they just let this shit go on. Right. And from this point, if they would have threw him out of the game, which they should have fucking done.
He should have got
tossed. Like, bro, in basketball, they got flagrant fouls for non-basketball plays and shit like that. Niggas is getting thrown out.
You gone.
In football, it might be like a fight, but we ain't really seen no shit like this happen. Like, sometimes it'd be a late hit, but this was excessive, my nigga. Yeah. This was excessive.
Damn, like some bounty type shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It looked very bounty.
Normally, hits like that are like bang, bang. Like, Travis would have had the ball in his hands. No. And then he hit him.
Exactly.
The ball hit the ground 3 yards in front of him. He steps around his teammate and hits him late anyway.
Exactly, bro. Like, that shit blew my mind, bro. And it, like, really infuriated me because I'm like, this man's teammates, his coach, all that, these motherfuckers condone that shit. Because
I feel like nobody counseled him.
Right.
No. Nobody counseled
him. Bro, I seen earlier today, the receiver, he fucking tweeting, talking about some, oh, if the shoe was on the other foot, it would be a different story. But speedy recovery. I'm like, my nigga, that's fucking trash.
Nah, that's crazy.
That's
he said
trash
that. He said speedy recovery.
And
that's fucked
people,
up.
It's people under this shit. I'm like, bro, that's there's crazy. No way you're a football fan, a fan of any sport.
And you agree with that.
And you are condoning this.
That's bullshit.
Enabling it. Like trying to defend this shit is trash,
that's
bro.
I
bro, that shit made me sick. And then, like,
you
got a
lacerated liver off of that.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Bullshit,
he,
bro. Like,
bro, that shit was that shit.
That's
really
a
had me
that's on. That's not a football play.
At
not
all.
That's not
at
that's
all.
Beyond that's outside
if
the game.
You're doing some shit between the whistles, bro, and
cool.
it's a bad hit. But you playing football,
cool.
Okay? Like
part of the game.
We'll give you a fucking flag. It might throw you whatever. But this shit, bro, you got to get this nigga out the game. He got to get suspended, bro, because it's like If y'all just let that shit happen, you know what I'm saying? One of the best players in college football right now.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying? And not saying it's just because it's him. If it was anybody, and this shit happened, bro, you got to officiate this shit and take this man out the game, bro. He got to get some type of consequences more than fucking a 30-yard penalty.
I said,
fuck is that?
I'm putting it on the old lineman because he's not one.
The fuck
should,
is that?
It shouldn't take Shador getting in his face.
Yeah.
Then a lineman run up late. As soon as you see that, just from all the offensive linemen I've been on, like, don't worry about it. We got him. We gonna get him.
That whole situation, bro,
I gotta ask y'all something. So,
we gonna get him. And it ain't gonna be nothing illegal, nothing dirty, just during the play. Somebody gonna catch him slipping.
Question for you. I'm just curious. So, let's say you're on the Colorado State bench and you see that.
If one of my teammates did that shit, bro, I'm like, my nigga, what the fuck are you doing? You tripping, bro. You try to, like, you hell no. Nah. If I'm a coach, bro. No, you got to come sit down.
Because you possibly getting kicked out of the game.
Right.
Because in my mind, if I'm his teammate, he just got kicked out of the game.
Right. I'm nigga, bro, you tripping. That was fucking crazy. Why you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We want to go out there.
Did we see any of that from the sideline?
No. The coach probably loved it. The coach probably loved it.
So
they was condoning that shit.
I think that was some bounty shit. And like, if he gets in trouble, if that's what it is,
the
coach got to be held responsible in some aspect as well.
If he was going to get in trouble, bro, he should have already been in trouble. And if he get in trouble
that's true.
Because of what the results of like the injury have come out, you know what I'm saying? If they start investigating now and doing that, bro, that's going to be some bullshit.
Yeah. But it should have been done in the moment.
Right. It should have been done in the moment. And I feel like that play, like them letting that go on kind of like set a bad tone for the rest of the game.
Right. Well, Colorado State was. I mean, they played hard. But they ended up with 18 penalties for like 180 some yards.
Yes. A lot of penalties.
Almost so, 200 like, yards in penalties. Are you playing hard or are you playing like dirt? Like, there's a difference between playing hard and playing dirty.
Right.
You can play hard without getting 18 penalties, I think, which like six or seven of them were personal fouls. Like
that's outrageous.
That's coaching.
That's outrageous.
Because as a coach, like you, it's two things. As a coach, you either condone it, or you discipline it.
Right.
If you got that many, the head coach is condoning it. Right. Like he was okay with it.
You damn near teaching that shit.
You ain't even correcting it. Like, you damn near
teaching that
right.
shit.
Right. Yeah. Because I only think the head any other good head coach would have brought him to the sideline. Hey, we don't.
Yeah.
We don't do, like, don't do out, all, like, we don't need that.
You ain't see no talk on the sideline. You ain't see him address. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
with Deion. You see Deion, he brings his guys up and talk to him. Yeah. Like,
he does that. Got,
bro, the coach didn't do that at all, bro.
You got to police that on your team, and the officiating should have stepped in and did something. But
and look at the bullshit he said. It was hard for me to see. No, it wasn't. See?
Come on now.
He's condoning it.
Come on now.
Because a real coach would have said, that's not... We don't teach our players to hit late like that. Right. That's not what we teach. That's not how we play.
We would deal with it internally. Something. Something like, okay, like discipline is being, you know, established.
I don't know.
I'm with you.
But moving on.
Hey, we have, there's another, actually, before we move on, there's a more recent quote. Jay Norvell said, I reviewed the play. It's a play that happens sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's what he wants out of his play. He's coaching. He's coaching the play like that. So fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done with it.
Exactly.
That play does not happen like that.
This DB button for Norvell right here. Yeah. Quit playing with him. But
moving. The news though.
So going on.
Shedeur Sanders is a dog, bro.
That motherfucker was doing that, bitch.
Give it to him now. Listen to me.
Give it to him now.
Just like given like the atmosphere of the game and like how the game was going.
Yeah.
The officiating, all that stuff. What they had to battle through. And then just his stat line at the end, because watching the game, you like, damn, they've been fighting, bro. It didn't really feel like
his numbers was
managing the game like that. But he was really doing his thing, bro.
98 yards to score and tie the game up and go for two.
That drive.
I saw y'all. Did see y'all on Twitter. I saw a couple of y'all. There was a couple of y'all out there that did say, oh, snap, Hunter gone, what he gonna do? I saw y'all.
And you know what? And I was like, I was thinking about it, but not really thinking about
but
it.
He was
incorporating his team.
Yeah.
And when it was like, you know, little breakdowns here and there, when he had to do it, he did it himself.
Yeah. He just ran.
But he didn't try to force that shit.
Nope.
Yeah.
He really was just real cool, calm, and collective and managed the game, took what he this got, and right then here. Really, really, yes.
You see who got shook on the, you see who got shook out of his shoes.
Yeah, got his ass.
Bro.
I do want to talk about one other play too, though. Sanders with the pick six.
Bro.
Oh, yeah, son.
Sweet. When I tell you I almost jumped through the damn TV, sweet. Oh, my God. Bro, because I'm just sitting here watching it.
And hey, bro,
I see him move up. Bro. I said, oh, this nigga knows something.
He knows something.
He caught that bitch. I said, oh, shit.
Hey, house call.
My brother walked out on the patio. He said, nigga, we are outside. I said, fuck that. You ain't see the play, nigga. He just slid.
It was a beautiful moment.
It was a beautiful because he caught the pick. They called it back. Yeah. And he was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to take it to the house so y'all can't call shit back.
That's crazy,
quit
bro.
Playing with me.
Went to the sideline, dead, blessed.
Deion with cheese. That was beautiful. Deion with cheese. He cussed out smile. I know he loved it.
That was beautiful.
As a dad, like, I know he was in coach mode, but dad, you look at him.
Me and my brother had talked about it because when they went to commercial, came back, he was putting a chain on him.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like, damn, he probably had talked to him before like, hey, son, I got a chain for you, but you're going to get this bitch when you catch one to the crib.
Yeah, bro.
I know you got it in you, but you got to get it first.
Yeah. I actually recorded him putting the chain on.
That shit was live.
You can record it real quick.
That shit was live.
That's a live
and
shit,
he out
bro.
There, live as fuck. And he out there with his daddy. Them old Deion cleats on, too. Them cleats was tough.
No, all that, bro.
They all got sauce now. That's a saucy little family.
They do.
Hey, he's saucy.
But they got to fucking come with it, though.
Yeah.
They got to come with it.
And they know that, though.
They do know that.
It started at the top.
No, facts.
It do.
Facts.
Like, that's him. Like, Deion is him. Everybody talking about I'm him.
Yeah.
The original him.
Right.
Yeah, Deion is him.
Deion
is him.
I feel like moving forward from this past week, I feel like we're going to get to the real football. We got the, oh, shit, damn, they for real. Everybody didn't really believe.
And I
then
like
this,
that.
Then this game is just like a, you know, that's that might have been a one little
that
opportunity.
Was emotional joint.
That was one little opportunity. This that a small movie, guy bro. That was
this
fighting
is a movie right
these
now.
Could have knocked them off.
These next two games,
they,
though,
you know, they fought hard, and then so they then now they get into real football. It probably ain't gonna be no.
And that's what makes me hate that hit even more because now Travis ain't gonna be able to play against Oregon
it's
and
crazy.
SC.
Facts. It's crazy. Facts. It's like a movie, bro. This is like a fucking movie. It's like I'm watching a drama right now. That hurt, bro. When that happened, like to your point of like the niggas, fourth quarter was being long, niggas was I was sad. I was like, oh shit. Shit. I knew he wasn't right. Cause like he actually tried to come back.
He came back, but he couldn't. Yeah, he couldn't. Like, it was too much.
Anyways, back to it. Oregon is yes, they are traveling to Eugene, and they're traveling when they go
to SC.
I believe so.
Yeah, because they just had two back to back home games.
No, they're hosting.
Oh man, I'm trying to pull up.
See, game day went to game day went to the wrong game.
First off,
that hoe was live.
Right, game day went to the wrong game.
That boy said, "I'm trying to pull up." Somebody asked me, "Hey, you going to to the Colorado game?" I said, "I wish, my nigga. The fuck you think this is?" What you think this
Everybody
is?
Everybody was at that.
Well,
home.
You know, them tickets harder to come by the NFL tickets.
Oh, them bitches. I want to say I seen some shit. Them bitches going like $200 or some shit.
Bruh, everybody pulled
who,
up.
Seen, right, you seen who I was up there this past week?
Bruh, everybody did. Like, Master P, Wayne, The Rock.
We going to a BET award show.
That hoe was lit. Them tickets is Key Glock was in that hoe, cuz.
He was warmed in the locker room after the game.
Come on, man.
After the game.
Give me my theme
come
music.
Come on.
Hey, bro, I got to get Deion one thing, too, bro.
Yo, we
Deion, damn, his pregame speeches, boy, I tell you what.
Everyone, record them.
He's 3-for-3.
Record him. Listen.
Oh, you talking about 3-for-3. He probably going all the way back to JSU first game. He probably
they gonna write just a book out of him
like that. They a book. Like, they doing like, a documentary.
Like, listen, I've been retired for a long time, but he be having me read like, where my cleats?
What? Ready to
I got one play for you, coach. Give me one play.
Nigga, ready
give me,
to
give
set
me
on
give
the
me
nigga.
That first third down. All right. Give me that first third down. I got one good pass block in me. And I'm out.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here, man.
No, you said, but Deion's such a motivator. That was before the game they got into it.
Nah, that shit was shit.
But why is the coach? But why is the coach from Colorado State talking?
He was talking shit. That's what I said.
I'm like,
if it's the players, cool. But you a grown man, bro. You a coach.
Barking at kids.
Right. Yeah, I can see you go out there and break it up. But it's the one coach Colorado State out there talking.
Yeah, he was talking mad.
Like you a grown man, bro. What is you doing?
No way. Some people did have some theories out there about the whole game hype.
What?
Like the beforehand with the glasses and the hat thing comment that he made.
What?
Remember the comment he made?
Oh, yeah. About what his mama taught him to do and stuff.
Yeah. Folks was like, maybe they were just like trying to bring some attention to like a Mayweather fight.
He was just talking. It's just.
He was talking.
That's going to happen every week.
Deion
going to get that from coaches every week because they, to me.
You think they're going to get that from coaches every week?
I would see the coach doing that.
One of the coaches, they're going to say something every week about Deion just because it comes from
like
jealousy.
That, though?
I feel like they're
going to give him bulletin board material every week just because it's.
Give me an example. Because, like, what that coach did, I don't see any other coach.
They didn't have nothing to do with
that. No, I'm not saying it'll be to that extent. There won't be that context, but it'll be. They're gonna say something
give
to give them.
They're
gonna give like a damn.
You know, my example.
An office answer type shit. Where
okay,
you give,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
They're gonna talk.
But that's expected though.
But yeah, they.
What
like,
he did was
that
like, he
blatant
was,
shot. They're not gonna do a
blatant
shot. They're gonna be
that was disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about a man mama.
Yeah, I'm about to say, exactly. So at
talking
that
about
point,
my mom raised me that way. Like, keep it about football.
Right. Yeah, no, you ain't nobody else.
Yeah,
don't take a shot at this man after that shit. Like, bro, that was crazy.
Come on, I don't know. Like, I'm from, you talk about my mama. We got, you know.
Yeah. Hey, on God, because it wasn't
fighting words.
Meeting after the game. Or,
yeah, no.
I don't know if they did the shit before
they
the
shook,
game.
They shook hands after. It was quick.
Oh, I would have slapped that nigga, bro.
It was quick.
Speaking of them sunglasses, though.
Deion made $1 million on Friday. Whatever day he gave him out.
On the day.
They made like $1.3 million.
They're worth $1.2 million, yeah.
No, that was one day.
No, that was what they
that
made.
Was the day. That was made that day in sales that day.
They was swagging me too. I was trying. I was like, shit.
I'm sure over the weekend they made a couple million, but they made like over one that day. The day he gave him out to the team.
Yeah.
And they posted it that day, that next 24 hours, they made like over a million.
I ain't gonna lie to you. They got the best Instagram page I don't follow.
Yeah.
Colorado joint. It's live.
Their social media pages.
Yeah. Bro, they social media pages.
They turned it up. They brought the money. I bet you right now, bro, everybody in Boulder, Colorado got a pair of them shades.
Y'all.
Everybody.
No doubt.
Yeah. Even the babies.
Big facts. But bro, listen, go follow their page though. The CU page is lit. Like the music.
I'm gonna go check them out.
That shit is live. I said, damn, these niggas. Hey, bro, are lit.
But that's prime. That's prime. That's Dion. Like, that's like, you gotta think about it. What athlete before Dion made being a professional athlete like flashy like that?
Super flashy.
In like league? Super like in any sport.
Period.
A professional athlete, period. Who made it that fly? Like super like
that.
I mean, like, not people like, say not Magic flashy. Was like that, bro.
No, nah, but I'm talking about like,
I mean, folks say Magic was like this. I'm saying. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. But not like
it was prime. A little different though. Because well, I guess right. Like basketball is the swag.
But Magic wasn't
the
wearing. A little different Magic didn't have on all them chains.
Magic was wearing big ass furs, though, like Frank Lucas.
Okay,
what you say?
Okay,
chinchillas, nigga.
You right? You right?
I think he's saying. I think he's saying like Deion's like status,
the timing,
and how his like you know just how he carry himself is a little bit more icon.
But Magic is like that.
I'm
though.
Not saying.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
saying,
no,
not
you're
not
right.
Saying we're not disagreeing. Not an icon.
We're not saying. We're not disagreeing with
an icon,
you.
But okay. This nigga is the icon. Nigga.
I mean, he is the icon. If it was like right. A poker for icon, they'll put Dion.
I put Dion. Exactly. Right.
But like Magic, one of those.
I'm not saying Magic didn't. I'm not disagreeing with you. No, like okay. You're right about Magic. He did, but I feel like Dion just like
Dion didn't turn that bitch.
Right. Like Magic did it here, and Dion was just like, "All right, Magic, I got you."
But I'm gonna do it for real.
But I got you.
No, right.
Magic set the bar slick.
Right.
And then Dion. And like somebody else.
Dion said, hold my beer.
Just think about that. Think about if like Instagram and social media was around back when Dion was, you know, coming out of Florida State and, you know, coming in, you know.
He would have been more popular than fucking Messi right now.
Yeah.
It might say
yeah,
Messi.
Bro.
Woo, shit.
Well, let me stop. Hey, all the soccer fans, y'all do not come for me.
They was coming
do
too.
Do not come for me. Y'all delete them comments. Hit backspace.
He was just playing.
We love Messi, all right? Y'all chill out.
Oh, man, bro. That's funny, son. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, shout out to them, boys. Okay, you know, so, listen, we talk about Colorado every week, so y'all just get ready for that shit.
Oh, God.
UT lost to Florida. Nah.
I was so glad to see that.
Indeed.
I'm fucking so glad to see that, bro.
I was happy to
see
that.
I'm not a Florida fan, but
I do not like Tennessee.
It's two schools I don't mind seeing lose, Tennessee and Alabama. I'm cool with them.
Indeed. Whatever they lose, it's cool.
Indeed.
And it was the SEC school. Well, this was crazy. The last play of the game was crazy. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it was nuts. Another one of those.
The game was kind of... I didn't expect Florida to jump out like they did.
But it had hands up. Watch. Yeah. Hold on.
Watch how you going to square up with the smallest nigga on the field. Look.
Quit playing. Back up, nigga. Quit playing. I don't want to fight, but back up. I'll fight.
Yeah,
on God. It looked like a DB versus a lineman.
Hey, that's exactly what it was.
Hey, on God, I would not. I would have squared up, but I'm like, damn, D-Joy. I got to fight this nigga, bro.
Quit playing.
Somebody put up the baby D and Day Day Joy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Bro, in fact,
quit playing. Nah, like, bro, you don't want to fight a lineman, bro. You don't.
Yeah, they don't want
I mean, you got to get your one sometimes, but like, that nigga.
He was swinging too, fool. Big dog was swinging. Big dog has some paws.
And that's the thing about them fights like that, you know somebody coming to have your back. So it's like, as long as you keep it away from you. Yeah.
Hey,
you keep it away from me to one of the teammates.
My nigga's coming, hold on.
Yeah.
Back up, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, there they go.
Just keep them away from me long enough for the cavalry to get there. Because...
Hey, nah, sweet. Niggas do me like that.
Somebody coming, fool. Please, come.
Oh, God.
Somebody coming to help
him.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, now that shit was crazy as fuck, though.
It was. That shit was wild. Another bad hit.
Hold on. So the hit.
But it wasn't even a hit.
He bumped him.
Right.
And the quarterback
failed. I feel like the quarterback flopped. I feel like it was a whole lot of acting. Because he ain't hit him hard enough in the fall like
that. Right.
You see, he pulled, he started to.
I mean, he kind of lowered, though.
But he pulled back, though. He realized it. As he was about to hit him, he realized what he was doing.
Yeah,
he tried to roll away.
The DB didn't. I mean, Buddy didn't. He didn't finish that bitch.
It could have been much worse.
Right.
He definitely tried to pull off of that.
I believe that.
And I was like,
if he wanted to hurt him, he could hurt him.
That's a D lineman right there. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Come on now.
If he wanted to, he can get all up in there real quick.
Nah, yeah. Pause.
But
right.
Pause. Sweet. Damn, sweet.
That was one that I missed. Ain't that crazy? No, I'm happy on point.
Yeah, you did it.
That was exactly. That was wild. But yeah, no, they did a lot. Florida did a lot, bro. Yeah, they was winning
too
the game.
Much.
They
yeah.
had to try
they was doing too much.
Y'all provoked this, Florida. I understand linemen's gonna protect their quarterback, but he accidentally bumped my nigga. Like,
right, and all this extra like that. Yeah, all that's a bit extra. Look, and then,
yeah, because everybody
going
else
after
was
the
like,
look. Come on, bro, you the biggest nigga. You going after the look. Come on,
that's what should happen in
that's
Colorado.
What I'm saying. You gotta right. watch out at the end of the game.
That's what one of the Colorado linemen should have done to number 11. Not right. not right, then.
Man, come on,
on God, on God. No, but
and then you swung. He probably got suspended because he swung.
It be the lineman though.
Oh, yeah,
they be quick to pop off. You gotta watch the line.
We gonna set it off now.
They quick to pop off.
We gonna
especially if he got a darker complexion. They usually
he gonna be one of the first ones to set that thing off. Now don't get it twisted. We gonna be
exactly.
That's funny.
Because if you start it, we gonna finish it. We might not start it.
And nigga, look.
But if you start it, we gonna finish it. We gonna finish it.
The lineman gonna think you started it and beat your ass, but he started it. He really threw the first punch.
He really did. And then dude really just depended. Right, like, look, like, oh, Steph, you trying to fight me?
Everybody around doing whatever. Boom, I push you. Then he come over. Boom, smack me. He started this shit.
He did.
You started with my teammate first, bro. Like I said, we finished it, bro.
I fucking did. I'm fucking dead.
We security guards out there, but we got to look out. We gotta look out for our guys.
So shit. What else? Auburn, how y'all did?
Yeah. I didn't watch them.
Oh, we smacked Sanford.
Okay. Oh, wait. We ain't.
Okay. Right. I did watch the BYU beat Arkansas. That was a good at. They were going back and forth for a while. BYU beat Arkansas at Arkansas. Oh. Bro, they battled. Yeah, they battled in Arkansas, bro. They battled. It was a back and forth game.
They undefeated.
Are they? Yeah. They
What their schedule look like? Are they trying to make a push? I'm just curious.
Undefeated. It's 3-0, sweet.
That's still in college. This shit is important. A lot of niggas not 3-0 right now. Alabama ain't 3-0 right now.
Look what they play.
I know. I understand what you're saying, but they did come in.
They did beat Arkansas.
Arkansas was like, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all dub BYU.
They schedule is straight.
Yeah, they got some good.
They got a straight schedule.
So their next three games, what's their record?
I mean, I haven't watched BYU. I don't know shit about it.
Fuck all that. What they next three games?
I haven't watched them, so I don't know what they're like.
Kansas, Cincinnati, and TCU.
What's their record?
TCU just lost. I mean, they lost to they are lost some primetime games. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen BYU play.
Guess,
I don't
guess.
Know.
Give me a guess.
Fuck, bro. They may drop one. They may drop one game, and I'm gonna say Cincinnati. I say they probably drop Cincinnati.
They're going to lose to Cincinnati?
I say they probably lose to Cincinnati. I don't know, fool. Like, I haven't seen BYU play.
If I was going to pick one, I'd probably say they lose to TCU, but...
I think they lose two of those games.
Cincinnati and TCU?
Kansas and TCU.
Kansas and TCU. You say, okay, so Cincinnati, they're going to win.
Kansas is...
Okay, well, Kansas...
Kansas like is working right now, too.
Okay. Well, again, like I said, I haven't seen BYU plays. I'm just throwing shit out there.
I ain't seen the play.
I have seen Arkansas play.
They battled Arkansas. They went back and forth and they pulled it off. They beat them. It wasn't on fluke shit. They lined up and beat them.
Quarterback nice?
Yeah.
Are you quarterback nice?
Yeah.
And it's important.
They play team ball. Like they do it like it's
a collective.
Yeah.
I was about to say that's usually one of the schools that do play like that. Yeah. They don't necessarily usually have like a crazy
like a superstar. Yeah.
They do, but then if they do, he still do the team ball shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's
okay.
I like it. I like it.
I like that.
The Tigers, we took a win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all look good.
We did look good against the state, Mississippi State.
Can I ask you a question though?
Go crazy.
Why does your quarterback?
Hey, bro, I don't know the answer.
Did he hurdle?
I know the question already.
Did he hurdle again?
Hold on.
Did he hurdle again? Tell me. Did he hurdle
already.
Again?
Already.
Did he hurdle again?
And got a nigga throughout the game.
Oh, my God. He hurdled again?
He just jumped. Bro. He just jumped.
Bro, listen.
He liked to jump.
JC, get your boy, bro.
He just liked to jump.
He jumped again 2 weeks in a row?
Sweet.
Watch this one. Look, look at this. Sweet. Right there. Yeah, that's it. Watch this. Look at this.
Look, man. I'm
gonna tell
you.
What?
I'ma tell you this. I'ma tell you this right now, okay?
Like, why he be leaving his
seat? Look, he got
they kicked the defender out for targeting? They call that targeting?
Yes. Yes.
How? He jumped into him.
Bro.
Bro, that shit was so bad.
He ain't gonna make it through the season.
Bro, look, I'ma say this.
He do look at that shit, bro. He took the same hit.
Look,
he took the same hit last week.
Look, wait, stop. Okay, look, I got this. I got this.
Go ahead, bro. Hey, listen, I'm muting up. Go ahead.
Look. My boy JD, he be doing his thing. Mm-hmm. And when he get to outside the pocket, we don't know what he gonna do, okay? Mm-hmm. We be holding our breath.
He don't know how to slide. He don't know how to slide.
Slide.
He don't, I don't, he know how to slide. I seen him do it. He don't like to slide. He like to make a play. He be trying to make a play.
He don't want to finish the season.
But the jumping, I don't know. I wouldn't choose that button on the controller. I'm not hitting that one.
It's almost like, that's what it's like, too. Yeah. Like,
you got to take his, button off his controller. You got to take his triangle. You got to pull it off the controller.
Everything else, though, he had a fucking game. He was throwing that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, why is he jumping? Where is he?
I don't know.
But I just want him to continue what he's doing, though. He is balling.
No, yeah, he is balling. But the other side of this, the hit. Let's talk about this because the targeting shit has been, it was real crazy over this week.
He got put out of the game, but dude from Colorado State didn't.
Right. And then so then I got another one after this play. But we could talk about this one. So coming in from the other angle, like from the behind the defender.
What is he supposed to do? What's the defender supposed to do?
So the defender coming in, bro, and he's approaching to make a tackle. And they right there at the Lamesh point. And this motherfucker jumped when he's going to make his tackle. So it's like, bro.
What do they want him to do? What else was he supposed to do in that situation? He literally jumped.
He did. It ain't like he launched toward his head. He was already in his motion trying to, you know, go low.
Yeah, make a good tackle.
Hit him, you know, somewhere in the strike zone type shit. And so if once the guy on offense jump in the air, you're not really like, unless you got your head up and you know.
You can't see. You don't know what's. I don't think he knew that he jumped.
Bro,
it's a tough situation. I don't feel like they should have kicked him out of the game.
No, they shouldn't.
I feel like that's one of those ones that's a judgment. Like, as a referee, that's a judgment call. Okay, yeah,
but
you might call.
But you have to protect your QB, though. Honestly,
let him stay in the game because of he jumped. I mean.
But that's not the rule.
If the rule
is targeting, you gone.
If the quarterback don't jump, he hits him right on his waist like he's supposed to, and it's a regular tackle.
Everybody said he hit him somewhere in the strike zone type shit.
And it's a great tackle.
So what my thing is, like, as a defender, we have to do all of the work in making the hit clean.
Right.
And then.
In a short amount of time.
While the offensive player is making their move or trying to do whatever they do. And we take all of the blame. And so this one, it fucked me up because it's like, shit, motherfuckers on offense try to hurt the motherfuckers all the time.
Yep.
And a lot of the times, if you're a defender, when you're going in to make a tackle, you are going to lower your center of gravity and you're going to lean. Mm. So that's going to bring your head down a little bit. He didn't. It looked like boom. He hit him with the crown of his helmet. Motherfucker jumped into his fucking head. What else he supposed to do?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it's and this one is probably a good one for the next clip. Go to it was the Alabama game. No, it wasn't targeting, but the running back from the team that they played,
South Florida.
When he ran the safety over.
Ooh, I saw that.
When he ran the safety over. But my thing is, as a defender, you can't match what he does and drop his head to make this tackle.
Ooh,
and when they show the slow-mo, you see the running back drop his head and use the crown of his helmet to run this man over. So it's like, why do they not call this shit on offensive players when this shit happens? Because defenders, we gotta do all the extra work, and y'all could do some crazy shit, and
technically speaking, that he is targeting a defensive player. He was already low, and you saw that shit. So okay, I'm about to truck him now.
But the defender, he's not necessarily defenseless, but as an offensive player. If you duck your head, there's nothing I could do really to tackle you.
Yeah, if you do so here,
all I'm gonna say is that safety need to get in the weight room.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, but right here, this
man got trucked.
But I don't feel like this should be a penalty on the offensive player because he's using his helmet to run this nigga over.
Hey Nick, get him in the weight room.
I don't like that. But then
he got
so,
extra. He got extra so, 3 sets of power clean this week.
But then so on another note, taking this further, like they don't call the targeting on offense.
For running niggas over.
But then on the flip side, say a DB catch a pick, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's like a screenplay. My bad. It's like a screenplay. The play that happened in Colorado. At the end of the game, where 14 hit the blocker.
Oh yes,
there was a flag.
Yes,
they caught a flag. Yeah. That should have been fucking targeting.
He's a defenseless player.
And he made helmet to helmet contact. Yeah, and I'm like, that's bullshit.
That's the blind side block.
They only call targeting on fucking defensive players. They never call it on offensive players, and I don't like that shit because. We are the fucking reactive players in this sport. We have to react off to what the offense does. We can't do anything unless they fucking go.
Yeah, right. He moved this way, I'm going.
And so if they attack with their fucking helmets, or if they're blocking and they, you know, the blind side block, a lot of those happen. When it happens, it's targeting. And so it never gets fucking called, and I don't like that shit. It's some bullshit.
It is. That blindside shit.
Call that shit, bro. Call
me. Your bags today, homie.
Officiating. Call me because that shit dirty, bro. You got to protect these niggas out here, bro.
Hell yes.
That shit dirty.
All right. Yeah, but get your boy to stop sliding. He got to start sliding.
I can't help, bro.
He ain't gonna make it through the season. Look, right?
I'm right there with you because that shit is ugly. He even got slammed twice. Twice, by a D-lineman, bro. Now a DB.
He's some big dudes too. Like these are big people. He taking on.
He doing his thing. Like, yo, but please stay healthy, my boy.
Keep your feet on the ground.
Like, man. I said, I be holding my breath. I be like, yeah, JT, go. Because
listen, y'all got a chance in the West now.
That's what I said. We do.
Y'all got a chance. Listen, this one of those years. Y'all got even though we y'all got the one loss of Florida. That one loss ain't gonna like. It's gonna matter. But I don't think it will. If y'all win the West, it won't.
That's what I said. We have a legit team in the SEC, bro. A quarterback has had some experience. We got some receivers that got experience. Defense. You know what I'm saying? Our defense is coming together, bro.
Y'all got a chance in the West,
bro.
We
do got a chance.
He just got to stay. He got to stop hurdling.
He got to stay healthy.
Because they got to.
Oh, yeah, big facts.
This
big
one of them years, right? You said, with Bama struggling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If Bama
did win that game. Who was it? Like 17-3 or something?
Yeah. It was 17-3. Yeah. But it was three quarterbacks. It was 3-3. It was like 3-3 to a halftime.
It was close. It was 10-3 into the fourth quarter.
Yes.
They played the kid from here, the Ty Simpson
the two
kid.
The two younger kids. And they said,
but Miro got back. I think he's gonna go back. I feel like
He is a starter this week. They said it.
Right. That was one of those games where Miro had messed up the week before. So Saban was trying to, you know, against a quote unquote lesser team.
Right.
Trying to make a statement to Miro.
That's
Miro,
exactly what he did.
Miro must have been bullshitting with film or doing something last week, not doing what he's supposed to do. And so he's trying to make an example.
Yeah,
about how be, you know we will play if you don't get your shit together, we will play somebody else.
Right.
But you already said they're probably gonna go back to Miro this week. Yeah, he's back starting.
That's
what
Saban said. I want to say today. Yeah. He said he's gonna.
He wasn't. It almost backfired. So they fuck around. They were fucking around and lost.
They had no offense, bro.
You fuck around, and lose that game. Yeah, Nick trying to make a statement.
Right,
yeah.
and it cost you. And Alabama's thing is like Nick has his system. You know what I'm saying? And the quarterback is really the key to the whole. If they got a good quarterback, they're gonna beat everybody ass type shit. And so,
I mean, I feel like there's most programs, right?
No. I mean,
if you got a good quarterback,
but if you got a really, really good, I'm talking about really good, like star quarterback, he gonna make it happen, like a Cam Newton type motherfucker. I'm talking about a just good enough quarterback.
Right.
If the nigga is good.
Because of what he gonna have around him.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
He just gotta be good.
If we play NCAA and the quarterback overall on Alabama team is 75 and higher, they gonna win goddamn 12 games.
I see what you're saying.
Because of what they gonna put around him.
Right. So
his weapons and then the defense, like, yo, yeah, like we gonna do our thing. So you just gotta do your thing.
Hey, on God.
Just don't turn it.
Make the
don't right. Don't turn the ball over.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Don't turn the ball over. Get first downs.
Make the passes, son.
Right, get the ball to them. Get the ball to them Ferraris and stuff that you got up there on the field. Let them do what they do.
Them Rover trucks.
And the one thing, too, is the old line been struggling, too. Like, Bama's old line been, they've been giving up sacks, too. So that's one thing they got to shore up, too. That's one thing.
And this is what I was thinking about. I heard somebody say it, and I was thinking about it.
earlier today is that like Nick Saban's whole like little system is done got fucked up with the NIL and the transfer portal.
I was just about to ask because this. My next question.
Because every year we like before this shit came out, they in what rankings for recruiting? Top
always
10,
top three,
top five. Like, they always every like year. Top five, always every top
year.
Five.
Yeah, every year,
every year. So it's like, bro, they got like 12, you know, 15, mm-hmm. four or five stars yeah. every year. Right. The best nigga at, you know,
every position.
Offense, the best, defense, yeah. the best
three
skills.
Niggas, the right. best three niggas at every position
right.
was filling that depth right. chart. So that depth like, chart don't look like that no
it
more.
It don't look Ooh. Like that no more, bro.
Okay. Yeah.
It now, don't I mean, look like that no more.
I can see that, though. Because like I said, I mean, these other teams, I was like, yo, shit. They hitting just as hard.
Nigga, bro, it's because they, Georgia, all the motherfuckers they, Kirby, that are sitting on the bench.
Yeah. Kirby doing like, it in shit, Georgia. Like it's they, right.
Right.
Well, now it's with the NIL shit. And then now, like, with like the way media is now, it don't matter. Like, you ain't got to, you can go to these other schools and still get to the league. They're going to come find you.
Right. Get shine.
Yeah. Like, you ain't got to just go to Bama and sit for 3 years and not play to your senior year. You can go somewhere and play early.
Play for two, play for whatever, do my thing.
Right. Yeah. And then if you go to one of those like mid-major lower levels, yeah, they recruiting like, you know, they ain't recruiting them high school. Like, I feel sorry for these high school guys. Nah, it's hard as hell to get a scholarship now because they recruiting. The transfer portal is a motherfucker. They going in that transfer portal.
They skipping. They skipping
yeah.
that shit.
Yeah.
You right. You got, unless you like one of them guys.
Well, they think not about really it. Going straight to high school right now. They said, well, let me see right. if I get in the portal first.
Well, think about this, though. Yeah. Think about how short the coaches' leashes are now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these college coaches, yeah. they ain't got 4, 5, 6 years to get their old recruit class in and develop. You got to win now.
Yeah.
So if I'm if I'm a coach with a you know brand new job, new place like
I'm
that,
bringing niggas in.
Am I gonna go to the transfer portal and get a guy that's in college, used to already made the transition?
Got experience.
Or am I gonna get a high school guy? I got to bring him in. I got to get him used to the transition of college.
You're gonna take two
going
three
to class
years,
like that whole
one
like
one of those guys.
Right. You got a transfer portal guy. He's already in. He's he don't have to worry about the transition. Bring
you
him in.
Know what's going on.
Bring him in. Yeah. Teaching your scheme. Getting better. You can throw him in and play. Whereas a high school guy, like, is he going to be able to adjust to the classes? Like, is he going to be able to adjust to the schedule, the workload? Like, that's a lot.
Right.
You know, coming out of high school now, instead of doing that, now that's why a lot of these coaches
like
now going to transfer
I feel like some of these kids in
them.
High school are getting that experience or at these prep type schools, I feel like, maybe. Now, it could be like outside.
Sycamore.
Shit, you're right. I'm telling you.
Goddamn.
Raw Room Academy.
Raw Room Academy.
Soon.
They got classes. They got schedules. All that shit. Because like they are learning from you.
Hey, bro, you gonna be taking PPP loans out in your guys' name too?
Oh no. Oh no. No.
I'm gonna have them sign these pieces of paper, bro. And like I'm gonna let them know that they gonna, you know what I'm saying? Make sure they got they
what do
you
call unlawful Leroy?
He said he gonna put the fine print on the back.
The sign right here, bro.
He put the fine print on the back.
On the back. Oh, crazy, man. Are we doing football? Is that I do have one more conversation I wanna have with y'all though. I'm gonna have off mic.
He said he want to have some secret conversation.
But nah, like it's really about what you just touched on because as far as like you know these leashes go with these coaches.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ain't got
like how many losses are too many losses, or like how long do you have? How long do you
now
have? Because
it's,
like
now it's 3 years.
Oh, three years in football.
It's
because
3 years.
Heck, I feel like even in. We've had the conversation about college basketball too with like Penny sometimes. Like, damn, like I feel like the year that he was supposed to win it all was the year that James Wiseman didn't play.
But that was and 20, didn't
that was, it?
That was 20 or 21.
I forget what year it was. But I'm just saying, like, since then, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo, you always got to start back over from the beginning in college. 19. Like,
okay. Well, yeah, I mean, like,
you got to start over from scratch. Like, you bring in new players all the time. Well, let's start from scratch.
Well, let me put this out there, too. You got to think about how much these coaches are getting paid now. They're not paying you all this money to reload and start over, keep starting over every, like,
yeah.
You making this kind of money. Like, you got to win.
We don't want a nigga that got to do a whole lot of reload.
Right.
We want him to hit
I need my money
shots.
Now. Right. I need my money right now. Man, so that's why these leashes are getting short is because the amount of money they're getting paid.
Shit.
And it's tough, bro. Like like that whole like rebuilding shit, they not.
They said we don't
you
want
gotta
you
come
to
in.
Have,
if we hire you, you gotta come in and win now.
Yeah, fact. We don't you want
might,
you to have
your leash might be long early, tough. Your year one, year two.
Yeah.
But if you ain't made no drastic changes year three,
yeah, man. Mm-mm. It's interesting.
Mm-mm.
They're going to get you up out of there, bro. Coaching is a... Yeah, but it's...
Well, let's go ahead and stay on football just for a little bit because we do have an update on the Orr and Tui case.
Big Mike. I hope they need to get that man his money, bro. That whole soul.
Mike.
I knew a little bit about of it, about the situation.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was like.
This shit dirty.
He didn't get shit. The kid, the two kids got money.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what they got?
He didn't get nothing.
What happened to him?
So in recent filings, the two admit that they never adopted Orr. So the family basically came out and said, yeah, we never adopted him. Explained that they used the terms in the consequential.
Colloquial
sense. Ooh, Lord Jesus, the good ones. Colloquial sense, and they have never intended that reference to be viewed as viewed with legal implications.
Now, bullshit.
Now,
on God, why they put this shit in the movie? Like, come the on, fuck, bro. Lies,
bro. It was literally the whole movie plot.
Come on, bro.
It's lies.
But they could probably say that though in corporate. Like, oh, that
give
was
the man his money. Film. Y'all stole his whole life story to make money. Shit, give him his motherfucking money.
Give his shit, man.
And they was at senior day. I slapped that lady.
Come on, man.
I slapped that lady.
They made all that money. What's name got a fucking Oscar off of that shit and he ain't and Mike ain't seen a fucking dime. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
I slapped that lady.
Get that man his twice. Get that man his money, bro.
It's wild, bro.
Both hands. Nah.
Get a man his money.
Forehand and the backhand.
Anyway, let me see.
The kids, the little white kids got the money. They got money off of it.
They do.
For their likeness, what it might get.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Bullshit.
Off their likeness.
Give my boy his money.
You better take your images out here.
That's tough, bro.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
And they knew exactly what the fuck they made him sign when he signed it. Talking about period. They did. Come on now.
Well, that's the part that's like real.
That's fucked up.
It's like real messed up. I feel like, he's like, yo, look, you said initially that you did, then you said that you didn't. That's blatant. Like, yo, you said as you did. And now you're saying that you didn't, yo. Where's the consistency?
They knew damn well they made him. They made him think that they were adopting him, but they knew the paperwork that the conservatorship. Right.
That's what it was.
Conservatorship papers, not adoption papers. Yeah. So don't sit here and act like y'all didn't know what the fuck y'all was doing from the jump.
Somebody had to tell you what a conservatorship was. I know that.
Well, they know he didn't know.
Exactly. And somebody had to tell you what it is. So you knew what it was.
Right. Yeah. So they made it seem like they were adopting him from the beginning, which they weren't.
Crazy, bro. Yeah.
But they knew they were doing it for my thing. Come on, bro. They need to they need to come off everything.
Run it.
Everything.
Run it, bro.
Y'all could keep the t-shirts.
Right, cut the man his check.
Hey,
come off the rest of that though.
Run it, man.
And they got to come out of the kids' money too. They got to come from everybody. Everybody got to get some buck because that's bullshit.
It is.
Well, let's see what.
What else we got, man?
What they got? What they got about posting here?
Oh, snap! Bro, congrats to Derek Poston, man. We'll give him a round of applause.
What he did?
He got married over the weekend.
Oh, tied the knot. Shout out to the roomie, man. Fuck with us way back when. That's love, though.
It is love, bro. Yeah, man. He got married to his beautiful bride, bro. And
holy matrimony and whatnot.
Looked like it was great, man.
So that's what's up. Shout out.
Congrats, bro.
Let me see here. So, a Bob Marley biopic is coming out, and it looks like it's going to be damn good.
It do?
Who's doing it?
Oh, that guy. I like that guy. He was on
Kingsley?
Is that
the Bridgerton dude?
The Bridgerton dude.
People are shocked when I watch Bridgerton. Yeah.
I have seen some clips. I can see him as Bob, but bro, the trailer looked nice though.
I'll check it out.
That's a tough biopic to make. That's hard to.
I don't think it's been done. I don't think it has.
That's hard to.
But bro, the trailer looked like when it had it, the music playing and shit.
I agree, it's a little difficult.
That's a hard one to do, bro.
I'm not saying they can't do it. Right.
He was so unique.
Listen, bro, I've seen them do some amazing things with TV. Movies and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about portraying him as an act.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's easier for like certain people for you to like recreate who they are.
Right.
Just like the certain nuances about how they do certain things or maybe how they say certain things, how they carry themselves. Like this would be one of the ones that's like, oh, that's a 10 on the scale of life.
If he pull it off, it's
right. He did that. He gonna be like Denzel type shit.
I mean, I think that's what it's gonna be though. Like, bro, listen.
most of the music joint biopics that have come out, most of them been fire. I'll give you an example. Ray. Ray was phenomenal.
Yeah, but this Jamie Foxx, bro, he's one of
the
That's
what I'm saying. And he may be that, is what I'm saying.
I'm going to make it do what he do, baby.
But he killed that role. What?
And again, and too.
Yeah. And Buddy Jamie, can act too, though.
Jamie lived with Ray for a couple months, like,
okay, prepping for. I mean, but that's an advantage that he had.
That's though. What I'm saying. He ain't, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said it's tough to.
Yeah. For
because you don't get the small, here. Like you said, like with Jamie living with Ray for those couple months leading up to the movie, you pick up on the small nuances and stuff like that to be able to. So that's why I said Bob is just a. And again, he just one of them icons, bro. It's just hard. Like JC said, it's hard to recreate some of these. Iconic people, bro. It's a difficult task. Yeah,
it is. But I've seen, like, we've had some pretty good black films. Oh,
for sure.
Late.
For
so,
sure.
So far, I feel like I'm saying we.
Sweet hopeful.
I'm very hopeful for this one. I'm hopeful for this one. I can't wait for it.
Okay.
It's going to be live.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I know you're going to check it out.
For sure.
We definitely go check it out.
For sure. Gosh, that's a must.
Yeah, Sersky, man. Anyways,
what else you got on?
Let me see. What else I had in movies? Oh my God, this broke my heart. I ain't gonna lie to you. I slick get it though. I get it a little bit. So they're canceling Winning Time.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
You saw that shit?
That's not surprising.
Why isn't it surprising to you?
I ain't never watched it, but just from looking at the previews, it don't.
No, bro, you gotta watch this. It's on fire, yo.
I'm cool.
Hey, it's fire though.
I'm cool.
It's fire though, bro. It's really, honestly speaking, I think that's the reason why. Because it's like there's a few people that just didn't give it a shot.
No, I mean,
we might need a reason.
You can watch. I've seen a couple scenes. Like, yeah. I didn't just watch the previews. I watched a couple scenes, and I'm just like, yeah. I'm cool.
So the thing is it the actors? Is it the story? Is it the coloring? Like, what is it? Cause I am curious. I think all this is fire, though. But what is people like? Yeah, I'm cool.
I think I feel like it's just like okay. Like this week, niggas, hey, boy, we didn't watch that.
The nigga, you know why? I'm gonna tell you why for me. Because the dude that played Magic Johnson, y'all seen The Incredibles? You got kids.
Yeah. The Incredibles movie?
Right. Yeah. The Incredibles, the cartoon. No.
Yeah.
You know, the black dude, the Samuel Frozone.
Frozone.
The dude that played Magic look like Frozone with hair.
No, he don't, fool. No, he doesn't.
He look like Frozone.
No, he look like Frozone with hair.
But hey, come back to his picture,
fam.
He look like Frozone with hair, bro.
No, he does not, bro. Not even. The dude was playing Magic, killing it. I thought it was Magic Johnson for a minute.
The dude was playing Magic, bro, like Frozone with hair.
The dude hooped like Magic, though, was crazy.
He looked like Frozone with hair.
Hey, sweet.
Y'all crazy.
He looked like Frozone. He looked like, where's my super suit?
It was a way to flash it back and forth real quick, bro. It's just like a blend together. Wait a minute, which one is it? That shit funny as fuck, bro.
Hey, bro, that's funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was funny.
I'm gonna tell you why I think they probably canceling it too. Though. I think Magic said, "Yo, I'm done with this shit." Cause I ain't glad to you on the show. They making Magic got to be a wild ass boy.
Oh, he probably said, "You know what? Fuck
Magic would probably like, yo, y'all gotta stop this shit now. Y'all going too far.
They probably getting too far into his story and all his
bro. They got that man.
Ain't that what it's supposed to be about?
That
Magic?
I'm saying he
probably don't want to. They got to portray
like he was outside. I mean,
that's another thing, right?
But that's
But that's another thing about doing stuff like this, bro. They're gonna add stuff for entertainment.
He said no.
They're gonna go overboard on entertainment. I like ballers. They're gonna take the stereotypes
and run with them
because there's an entertainment value side to it.
Magic said, "Look, I thought this was gonna be like Untold, where y'all left out the Untold shit. I thought it was gonna be like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
He was like, I thought y'all was leaving that out.
So the magic exit, is that what the word is? Or they don't know what?
Magic ain't got shit to do with this show. He ain't got shit to do with this show.
He was criticizing it when it first came out.
Yeah. Right. I'm speculating.
So if Magic wasn't fucking with it, and then they come on now, Magic got too, you know, Magic is
oh,
a,
Magic got too much money.
Right, hey, Magic is a big deal now.
Magic got some power from the jump. You should have said that.
Magic probably got some power.
Magic don't, you know, he wasn't fucking with
power, my nigga. Don't he own like what?
I ain't gonna lie to you. It was a fire show though. I was loving it. Like, I was like, damn.
You be loving the shows.
I do. Whenever it's a good one.
You be loving the shows.
I be real there fucking with it.
He be loving the shows.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I ain't never.
They said, damn, we made this and we thought Magic would like it.
We can't do it anymore. We can't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's not. It was a hard pass for me from the jump.
He dropped his. He dropped his own shit. He right did. After he did. This came out. So,
as soon as
like his own documentary.
Off. Yeah, and it was fire. He was fire though. It was good too though. Magic's documentary was really good. It was really good.
Which one was better?
The doc. One is a doc. One is a show.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's a very good doc though. Magic's was. I'm gonna tell you somebody's doc that really wasn't like. Now that I go back to like all the docs.
You're gonna talk about the
Shaq's doc didn't really do it for me. It was a good doc. His story was amazing, but it was just very animated.
He's an animated guy.
Wasn't like animated. It was very cartoonish.
But else, this is Shaq though.
Yeah, bro, make that shit Diesel.
I ain't watched that one.
Shazam, my nigga.
It's good. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's just out of all the docs that have come out. I'm talking about Steph's doc. I'm talking about Magic's doc. I'm talking about the Last Dance. I'm talking about.
Kobe's was dope. The Muse one or whatever Muse or whatever the one Kobe did. Kobe's was dope.
Kobe's was fire.
So Kobe's was dope.
I'm comparing them to that.
I gotta watch Shaq.
I would say Shaq's would be it being different like that. I feel like that's a result of him. Shaq was heavily involved in the making of that motherfucker.
Yeah. And then, facts.
Like everybody else's doc, they probably weren't as hands-on as he was.
Magic was hands-on. Mm-hmm. Magic was hands-on.
Well, his own doc, but I'm saying like this one, like Shaq gonna put his own.
I ain't watched that one. That was on HBO. Shaq's was on HBO too.
Yeah, Shaq's on HBO.
I ain't watched that. I gotta check that one out.
I mean, his story is fire now. I'm not taking nothing.
As a big man, bro, Shaq made it cool. Like to be a big nigga and be acting like that, he made that shit cool. So like Shaq's my favorite, like big athlete, like big, like being a bigger athlete.
I feel like he'll be most people's though. I feel like Shaq is
Shaq
there for me to like, he's like a big dude. Like,
it was like cool. Shaq. Like before him, like big guys weren't supposed to have that kind of personality like that and be kind of playful like that. But Shaq changed, you know.
Yeah.
He ain't never a big ass, he's still a big ass kid.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Him and Chuck, they'd be up there.
It's bad as business.
Them niggas,
too,
bro. Them niggas is
duking
funny,
it out,
bro.
Tripping each other and shit.
Bro, them niggas
Shaq talking business, though. Like, that was one thing from like the doctor. Like, so like when he was in Magic, he said, yeah, I'm my
did it talk about how he was one of the first investors in Google way back when?
I believe they probably got
was it. It was like either Google or Apple, one of them ones. Like, he was one of their initial angel investors.
Yeah.
It was Google way back when.
I'm not sure if he got it in the doc.
And look at him now. Come on now. Businessman.
Shaq is straight out here. But anyway, check it out if you ain't seen.
I'm definitely gonna watch it. I've been binge watching. That's gonna be my next binge watch.
Yeah, check that joint out. And it's quick. And if you haven't seen Steph, you gotta watch Steph.
Okay, I ain't seen Steph either. I gotta watch Steph. Steph's is dope.
Mr. Doc over here.
Steph's is fire.
Well, you know, he's a sports guy, so he's trying to sports doc. You know, he likes to hear from the experts. He don't want to listen to two niggas that have been there. He wants to hear from the experts.
He
got to
hear from the experts.
If Steph and Shaq say it.
If Steph didn't say it, nigga, I don't believe.
Steph got MVPs, my nigga rings.
When we had that whole Steph debate, I feel like the reason I was so turd because I had just watched his docs. I was really coming from hard that day.
You were still in it.
I was still there, bro. I was like, fuck that. Steph can do all the fuck he want to do.
I mean, it came back from all types of ankles. All types. Right. Like,
I was ready to go. We had JC that day, fool. Nah, nigga, fuck that.
fresh off the dock. It was still in his soul. It was still in his heart and his soul. It was burning. Steph had him motivated. He was ready. Steph had him locked in.
We got to watch Sweet when he fresh off the dock. When Sweet fresh off a doc, he really like passionate and you know what I'm saying, hyped up, animated. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be loud and shit.
Got up and walked off the set.
He did.
Listen, bro, I was watching that. I was like, damn.
Bro.
Hey, you know what? Look, I just want to put this out there.
What's up, bro?
For all the roomies, I need a top three moments, bro. Cause that's number one.
Oh yeah,
that's number one.
That was gonna be out there.
I know that's gonna be up there. I need y'all top three moments, man. Y'all drop them bitches in the comments, bro.
Dinosaur gonna be up there too. Me and Bass gonna back by Dinosaur. That was gonna be up there.
Nah, cause that moment, bro. I was like,
this. And then honestly, I gotta put the Nav Green joint. That shit took us out of here. That shit got 6 million views on YouTube.
Bro, that dude, he's so funny.
Those are my top three right there.
Somebody they said, damn, when Nav come back? That nigga probably working. Yeah,
he working.
We gonna see. Fuck, we don't know.
Anyways, we got anything else though, fellas? We got something from the room. I love this first one.
Ooh, the first question is really good.
This is a good one, man.
This is really good because we talked about this.
We did.
This is from Seattle.
All right. So the question is Central Time the best time zone to watch football and sports?
Yes.
By far.
Ain't shit like Central Time.
Because
it ain't too early and it ain't too late.
This shit perfect.
Man, I'm trying
to people on the East Coast, I feel sorry for it.
They gonna be up late for like 4 or 5 hours for the game start. Type shit.
They gonna be tired by the time they watch the game.
Right, and then on the West Coast, you behind.
Oh my God. If you're on the East Coast, you're not staying up.
Like, you gotta go to church. You know what? I see why people don't go to church out there. It makes sense.
What? On the East?
On
the West Coast? Oh, yeah.
When you in church, right, three games up.
Right. All the games on TV at church time.
That's what I said. But even having, like, playing with the Chargers, even having a noon game out there, or the 1 o'clock, whatever time out there, you still up, like,
right.
I'm at the house
right,
watching the game. NFL Red Zone, I told you. NFL Red Zone got me locked in. If I don't set my alarm and look at my phone, oh, shit, we play too.
I gotta go. We got a game too.
The time difference
fucking all up on the West, bro. Like, it was 3 o'clock out there, yeah, but bro. It's like, bro, we been up for all goddamn day.
All day.
And this supposed to be an early game.
Bro, the worst is being a West Coast team flying to the East Coast and playing in that noon game. So you gain in 3 hours.
But you only...
You're not even there 24 hours before you play a game.
So yeah, that's usually you fly in like, and you got like 24 hours. So y'all
stay out the flight, basically.
The Chargers yesterday, the Chargers got here Saturday, right? Which is 3 o'clock.
Daytime.
But they was up. They had the noon game here.
So they was up already.
They weren't even here 24 hours. By the time 24 hours hit, they was getting on the plane going back to San Diego, to L.A.
So they touched down sweet. They had their meetings. Then they slept and got up and went right to the game.
Yep. By the time they landed 6 p.m. Saturday, by the time 6 p.m. Sunday hit, they was at the airport.
Game was over.
They on the plane.
Plane back. Taking off.
Them played a back whole to LA. Game.
Nah, that's tough.
Football.
Nah, that's tough. I ain't never.
And that's a 4 hour flight.
Right.
It's a nice plane though.
Nah, yeah.
I mean, I ain't saying the plane ain't bad.
It's a nice plane. You saw the one that Shannon Sharp was on, right?
Oh, yeah, his little PJ.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Ocho so funny.
They went back and forth there
With Chad, though, yeah. I'm a Southwest guy. I don't fly.
So if you had it, you wouldn't do it?
What you mean? If I don't fly Southwest exit row.
I got you.
Every time.
I got you.
Like Chad said, I'm not wasting my money on...
The definition of having it, though, I guess is the thing. It depends on how much you have.
I mean...
If you got it...
Shannon got it. Chad got it. But...
For the PJ? I don't know. Yes. I'm not getting out of pocket.
For a PJ?
I mean, Shannon...
These niggas...
It don't matter how much I got. I ain't flying private.
I got you.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Maybe I got to get my life together because I got goals and shit.
I mean, that's fine. No, that's what... And that's don't let me saying that deter you from that's what you want to fly. If that's what you want to do, do it. I'm just saying, for me, I ain't doing it. Do it, sweet. Do it. Fly private, bro.
Nigga said I'm trying to be a great gas be in this bitch.
Hey, bro.
Man,
fly private, bro. It's one of the I've done it.
I wear tuxedos every day in my house.
It's cool. It's cool. Like it's a swag. Like it'll make you.
I mean, bro. Like being
it'll make you feel good. Being able to do shit like that.
Like honestly, for like quick flights, you're right. I'll do that. You know, I'll do Southwest quick. But if it's like I gotta go from like New York to like LA type shit, I wouldn't mind doing something like that.
It's gonna cost you.
Absolutely.
It's gonna cost you, but no, yeah.
But that's why he said if you had it. I feel like that's a different type of having.
And Ocho tripping. I ain't flying Spirit.
You're not gonna do Spirit.
No.
You know what's crazy? I've never been on one, so I really don't know.
I've never been on one either, and I won't.
But why though? Like, what?
I have been on a Spirit flight.
You have been on a Spirit flight? Okay. Yes. So what's so bad about
the planes? Not that great.
Like, can you feel the not greatness? Like, do you not feel safe in it all?
Yes.
You don't feel safe in it?
No. You don't. Shit. You said. Can you feel the not greatness?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you not feel safe? Like, I mean, you're not. You don't feel unsafe, but you like, damn, this ain't Delta, my nigga. This ain't fucking Southwest.
I can't be thinking about, I don't want to think about my plane at all when I get on there.
I ain't flew Spirit a whole lot when it first came out.
Yeah.
Maybe a few times, but bro, I had to go LSU. I had taken a summer class, bro. I had to go take an exam, right? Yep. Go ahead. No, you good. I had to take an exam, bro. My flight out of Atlanta was at 11 o'clock. And so I was supposed to get there at noon.
Okay.
To Baton Rouge.
That's a quick flight.
Yeah, nigga, it's 50 minutes. Yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm in there waiting for my flight, bro. The plane pull up. The people get off that bitch. And we about to, you know, do the little boring shit. And they come over the little thing. We just wanted to report to you guys. We're having a little technical difficulties with the plane. There's something wrong with the bathroom. And we're just going to get it fixed. And then we'll board and be out of here. And I'm like, the bathroom, my nigga. This flight is 50 fucking minutes.
You better hold it, nigga.
Ain't nobody on here trying to pee.
We're trying to use this fucking bathroom on this plane.
And then so boom, 30 minutes went by.
Said, maybe that was cap though. Maybe it was cap.
30 minutes went by and we was like, oh, we waiting on the maintenance man to get down here. Boom, boom, boom. So I would go by. They said, all right, guys, we're just gonna have to wait for another plane.
Ain't no way.
Sweet.
Down in the bathroom. Sweet. Y'all lying. Sweet. Somebody
sweet.
Lied.
Sweet. The motherfucking plane. We waited for all day, goddamn 12 hours in that bitch. We didn't leave.
So they slow like damn.
We didn't leave.
They slow with your time.
We didn't leave in Atlanta until 12 o'clock midnight,
oh, no.
My nigga.
Oh no.
The flight was at 11 before noon.
A.m.
It was
11 a.m.
Yes, before noon.
Midnight,
my nigga.
The next day.
We didn't leave until like it was like 12:15, some shit like that, bro.
That's why spirit is bad, man. It's because it tests stuff your, like that. That's bad. That's
spirit. Spirit tests your spirit.
Yes, oh, yeah. Exactly.
Now, that's the perfect name for it.
And there was cap about that bathroom.
Sweet.
Too.
That
plane was broken.
Sweet. I was in that bitch hot as fuck because they came on every hour after they told us we was getting a new plane to be like, ah. Plane still not here. We ain't got one yet. But
oh my god,
it' gonna be here.
Okay,
so I'm just in the goddamn terminal. Like, fuck, my nigga. Well, damn. I guess I didn't already ate Popeyes once. I guess I'll go again, my nigga. Matter of fact, I got time. I might as well go find a Chick-fil-A in this bitch. Like,
oh no,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you in the airport for 12 hours, too.
Nigga. I was.
So that's why people don't like Spirit too. Then that's crazy right there.
Some bullshit.
I've been lucky enough that I've only had as far as like just bad. Delays was during the that big snowstorm that came through in like 2014. Yeah. I got stuck in New York and I was stuck there for like 4 days.
Damn.
Because I couldn't, because it was New York. They was somewhat prepared. BNA.
It was the other. Yeah.
It was the next airport.
BNA was the next destination. That day.
Yeah. That's what it is. A lot of times, bro, that next destination will fuck you up.
Yeah. 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 So that was the only time I experienced that. That shit was so terrible. It was just cold as fuck. But anyways, we gave y'all some more. I thought we was done. But anyway, look, check this out. First off, we do have the recap coming soon. That's about to be fire. Face there working on it. Seattle showed us hella love. We actually going to get in the process of planning that next trip somewhere. So, you know, be on the lookout for that.
Yes, sir.
Merch, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go to the website and cop the merch. Like I said, as soon as we get rid of the inventory, we can bring in the new inventory. I ain't going to lie to you. We will get the new inventory soon. We will. We just like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas.
Yeah, we gotta figure out what new design we gonna do.
Some more stuff, bro. We gotta get y'all some new sauce.
You know what I'm saying?
Some new sauce, man. But anyway,
spread on horizons and shit.
But even and no one has anything else.
I guess we out of here, man.
I want to shout out to all my high school guys, man. The guys I've been working with, my big dogs.
There you go.
My dynasty O-line. We get into
dynasty O-line.
All my guys, you know, most of my guys playing well, getting some dubs.
Okay.
Shout out to all my high school and my college guys too, man. Keep putting in the work.
Yeah.
All the work you did off season is paying off now. We getting 3-4 weeks into the season. Now it's getting ready to show. So keep going.
Yeah.
And keep all we grinding. Gotta do, bro, is like if we can join forces somehow and put Dynasty O-line, you know what I'm saying, in this school together.
Not happening.
We can just
come on now. Come on now.
Not here, bro. Look,
I appreciate you.
We're gonna do helmet stickers for the old lineman, but it's gonna be pancakes.
Ooh.
Not happening.
Oh, that's what fire. He said, bro.
I'll try.
Fire. Hey, babe, that's fire, right?
I'll train them, but I ain't gonna coach. I ain't coaching for the school. Yeah, I'll train them all day.
We're gonna have to.
We appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate here, y'all.
If you have something to say and need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording the session.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at The Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy, JC. JCar_11 Twitter. Instagram, JCar_32.
And the Raw Room is at raw_room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. We'll tune in for you next week. Peace.